you'd like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Yeah, this is nice. Listen. You're on the air.
Are you on some kind of delay, Sydney?
You betcha.
Oh, turn this down.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me turn down my radio.
Good move, comrade.
So how long have you been on that radio for?
Oh, since the Carter administration. He was my co-host back then. Anyway, how you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great. Probably the best I've felt in a long time, actually.
Good for you. Far out.
Yeah, and I've actually been listening to you. I just did the math as I was listening to you. It's been 28 years.
You've been listening to me for 28 years?
28 years.
Are you crazy? What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, on and off.
On and off, okay.
Since I've been listening for 28 years, could I just say Happy New Year to my friends Don, Mike, Buzz, and Joe?
Sure.
Buzz, particularly, who taught me how to kiss like a man.
Okay.
You want to know what's really funny?
The whiskers.
No, besides the whiskers.
Okay.
28 years later,
yeah.
I still think it's funny to do this.
You. Yeah. I remember. You were one of my first calls. This is the Belcher. He belched on my show when I started.
Almost.
I mean, remember how upset Jimmy Carter used to get when you did that? But I want to end this on a holy thing. So thank you for your 28 years of annoying the hell out of me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Any time, pal.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. You see, everyone loves me, even the people who make funny noises. Happy New Year.
I just want to say hello. Happy New Year. Let's try this again.
I'm
on the air.
Yes. Hello. You're on the air.
Ah. Hi. How are you?
Okay.
Am I in the air?
Yeah.
Let me turn down my radio.
Please.
Yeah, I just want to say Happy New Year to Mike. And
okay. Elena's here. You want to say Happy New Year to Elena?
Buzz.
No, well, Elena is court.
I'm sorry. I was under the mistaken impression that since you said I'm on the air that it was my turn to speak.
No, it is. It is your turn to speak. Go ahead.
Could I finish saying Happy New Year?
Yes, please.
Mike?
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Don, Buzz, Joe, John, Happy New Year. And I have a prediction that right now, everybody that listens to the Don and Mike Show is listening to this right now.
Who's Don?
Who's Don?
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, the guy with the shiniest ball sack on earth, Mike O'Mara, who invented V-neck pants and also has a shiny taint.
What?
Did you just open up the line?
Good afternoon, Talkback. You are up next with Ian Williams. Hello.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. The reason that I'm calling is because I think that the average person with any common sense realizes that the United Nations has become as solid as cellulite. And I should know since I have some. But the reason that I'm calling is because I believe that a lot of the member nations that are against the United States are against us for the sole purpose that the State Department refuses the worldwide distribution of the Don and Mike Show. And
come on. This is one of our regular crank callers. You're very funny. Good afternoon, Talkback. You're up next. Hello. Come on.
Oh, good afternoon.
Yes.
Come on.
You Hamilton.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also weak arms.
What about the vagina?
That was
all over.
Welcome to the street.
Oh, that girl.
They'll lick you all over.
I'm ashamed to wear my own hat.
I don't like you.
Gonna get a big
gay.
A lot of perverts in here.
Shut up.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Come on,
I'll let you in just so I can feel you in
Well, hi, everybody.
Interrupted Chris there. I'm sorry, Chris.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
I let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
All right.
Who are you?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
And what is that you got?
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back to the show.
Okay, now here's that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Hi, Joe.
How are you doing, Joe?
Donna Mike Show, and it's a Friday, everybody.
Stellar intro today.
Thank you, friend. The phone number, same as yesterday. 877-365-3636. I'm going to quote Mike. I'm going to take a quote that Mike made, gosh, 20 years ago when we were broadcasting, maybe from the first time in Memphis.
Yep.
From Graceland. We were standing outside looking at the wall where someone had written, Elvis cured my hemorrhoids.
Graffiti we will never forget.
And Mike looked at our producer then, the late Frank Murphy, and said, I'm naked without cash. One of your greatest quotes.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. What is the significance of that?
I'll tell you the significance right here. Well, on the way home last night, I got that panicked thought, like, when you leave on vacation, that old jive cliche that you left a light on or that you left a burner on the stove on.
Right. This is on your way home?
Last night from the show.
Okay.
So I think, what did I forget? What the frig did I forget? And then I realized, I feel my ample ass and I go, missing my wallet. Call back. I caught John. Came and I said, oh my gosh, have you found my wallet? Yes, left it right by the console. I said, great.
Not good to be without your wallet.
Put it in the safe. I'll pick it up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So here's why.
We have an antique safe here.
Here's why I thought of you, Mike. I'm naked without plastic. I'm not naked without cash.
Right.
I realized when I got in my car today to come to work how reliant I am on all of the plastic in my wallet. I like an idiot, pulled into the gas station and immediately just went right to the nozzle, pulled it out, went to my back pocket and went, no wallet. Right. Okay, money, ATM. No ATM.
Oh, dear.
So then I had the wonderful exercise while people were waiting behind me of going through my car and finding change. Because really...
How much gas were you putting in?
The light was on. The you need gas light was on from the time that I was on the beltway.
So technically you were on... Fumes.
Yeah, absolutely. I had to stop at that station that used to be the Shell station, right over there on Montrose Road, and I had to look like the biggest retard in the world because I'm driving my gigantic, pimped out. Look at me, I'm losing my hair. Escalade. You know, hey, look at me, a 50-year-old man with big 22-inch rims, tricked out this stupid car that I drive. I pull in and. I'm going through trying to find change, and I'm looking at the gas thing going, $2.49 a gallon.
Hi.
Wow. And I realized that I had $3 in my car, $3 in quarters.
Enjoy your gallon of gas.
So I and of course,
but you were on Montrose, so you're close to work.
But you must pay before you pump.
Yes.
So I had the thrill of going inside and giving the guy 12 quarters.
And you know, I think other people would probably be more successful in their vehicles as far as getting change.
Not me.
Not the way you keep your. My God, that Brazilian wax of an interior that you have.
I go in there, I lay down my quarters, I go, pump number six. Because how much is it? Right there, my friend. $3 worth. You got it in the big shiny car.
Wow.
Because I'm digging stupid. So thank you, John. Nice to have the wallet back.
Glad he knew the combination.
Said to me this morning, it's our big combination.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much like on the olden westerns. Where they would break into the bank that had the bar on the wall, on the wall.
It's an antique safe, so it's not perfect, and the numbers actually change, but John Norman uses a stethoscope to make sure that he's got the numbers just right.
You're goofing around, but you remember we really do have a safe here.
We really do.
Oh, we do. It's in the bathroom.
Right. It's covered up with a tarp so you don't recognize
it. Oh, that's right.
You're right, Buzz.
It's where we keep our toilet paper.
Right. Well, that's valuable. That's valuable stuff that we've got here. I forgot we have a safe in the toity. Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, my God.
It's a real old-fashioned.
Does anybody know the combination?
I don't know. If they do, they may be dead.
Is it the combination that has the turny, twisty knob?
Yeah,
or is it,
I believe it is.
Or is it the big old-fashioned kind that's got the, like, a hoi matey's, the big round thing?
I don't think it has a wheel.
Turn around. John?
Oh, sorry, I got a mouthful of pretzel. It is just a regular combination, but it's locked, and we don't know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, all right. So I take it back. Our toilet paper is not being stored in there.
Wait a minute. It's locked?
Yes.
Yeah. So that means something might be in there?
Uh-huh. Maybe.
Of value, and this is our building now?
It's in our bathroom.
Right. We should safe cracker.
Yeah, we should call a locksmith.
Or a safe cracker.
Well, I think they prefer to be called locksmith. Safe cracker is the underworld.
So. I'm a little jittery about locksmiths.
Why?
I had a fight with one last weekend.
That's not good.
So,
really? It's like having a fight with your mailman.
Yeah, the guy
you
was
don't do that. You don't fight with a guy who's got a key to your house.
Well, this guy was a, as I found out later, after after the police report was filed.
Yes.
I'm not kidding. Found out later that they are they work out of a group far away, and they farm out everybody.
Yeah.
And the guy that I was having my little fight with was actually responsible for that. The comment was they were supposed to be there at 3:00. Mm-hmm. It's 3:45. He picks up the phone, and this always gets me. Does this ever get you when somebody picks up the phone? It's like, yeah. So it's like, oh, save and lock. Like, yeah, somebody's supposed to be here at 3:00. What time is it now? Since 3:45. Well, that's probably on his way. I said, why don't we forget the whole thing? Why do you want to forget the whole thing? And he said it just like that. He said, because I don't like your attitude. He said, you don't like my attitude, tough guy? Once I come down there and take all my keys, put them and break them off in your locks. You don't talk to a locksmith like that.
You
really
said
that?
What did I tell you?
Yeah, well, I dealt with it. And
It
was a nervous thing, so I'm a little edgy. I think I'd like to get like an 80-year-old safe cracker to come down here. One of the old guys that just got out of the joint.
I'd like to bust it open.
Oh, like with dynamite.
Yeah, like with our M80s or something like that.
We should try
to
guess the combination first.
Oh, why don't we just do a stupid radio promotion, Buzz?
No, it's just
and
for
guess
us.
How many jelly beans are inside.
No, it's just for us.
No, let's just...
But if you guess the cut, isn't it that infinite? I mean, you'd be there all year.
Let's just blow it wide open.
I don't think that's going to work.
I left my dynamite
in. I don't think dynamite's going to do it.
Pretty strong.
It's pretty thick. That's what they're designed for. I think we need an old-fashioned safe crack. In this neighborhood, we probably ought to be able to find like a 90-year-old guy.
Here's the thing about safes. I know that before Frida passed away, in both of our houses, there was stuff in safes. And in one of the safes, I could not get into. I could not get the combination, and it was relatively simple to knock out the hinges and just take the door off. And then once the hinges were part of the way out, go in with a crowbar and just pry and pry and pry and pry and pull.
Look at you! What did you knock out the hinges with?
A big rubber mallet. And then that just got the hinges moved a little bit.
We have tools here, don't we?
And then I went in with a crowbar.
You're laughing.
We have some tools. I'm serious.
I don't know if we have a crowbar, but we have some tools upstairs.
Oh, my dad's got a pigeon set of tools. He can fix it.
Cool. I like your idea about taking the hinges off.
And they say that a lot.
Damone. Came over to help you with your math homework.
Hey, Rat.
Rat, and they say that a lot.
Mommy's all right. Daddy's all right. They just both seem a little... weird. Excuse me, I'm doing business here.
To him, Forrest Whitaker comes up to him. I forgot what tickets he wanted. Was it Zeppelin?
It wasn't Cheap Trick because that's what he was singing to him.
Right.
God damn.
He wanted tickets for some
time.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Might have been Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I wish you wouldn't have said that.
Why?
Because he didn't know it. You didn't know it, did you?
Earth, Wind, and Fire was what was jumping to mind.
Jumping to mind as Mike said it. Jumping right to mind.
Yes, because I always lie.
What do you got? come on. Admit it. At least admit that Mike had it before you.
I thought it before Mike said it.
Then why didn't you say it?
I wanted to give Mike the courtesy.
Yeah, you do.
The American Heritage Dictionary says the word yegg, Y-E-G-G, yegg, is slang for a thief, burglar, or safecracker. So we need a yegg.
I bet a safecracker could take it. But I like your idea, too, about taking the hinges off and trying it ourselves.
Who's bringing in these ridiculous definitions? We need a safecracker, or we need a thug who's got a bunch of tools. You know, what we need is we need the type of guy that wears black and has the black ski mask, a cat burglar, the guy that has the cool little zip-up black bag that's got all the tools inside.
And I claim it for the show.
What, whatever's inside?
Whatever's inside, we split six ways.
What if it's the grease man's soul?
Then I'll let you guys split it five ways.
Hey, sir.
It's like in Pulp Fiction. We open up and it's bright and shiny and it's the grease man's soul.
Can you imagine the people listening? We opened the safe today and you came back on the air and said, ladies and gentlemen, listen. We're going to have to take the rest of the show today. We'll report back to you on Monday.
Can you imagine? Scared kids?
So I agree with you. We need a thug or a safecracker. Somebody that can...
You know, a hooligan.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about your up-class hooligan. Mm-hmm. The type of guy, as I mentioned, would have, like in the movies, the zipper bag, the black bag, where he opens it up, and my God, it's like a doctor's bag, and he's got... all the things like Magnum P.I. had to break into a room, and he's got all the tools like on Mission Impossible to immediately go and go, click, 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 dong, 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 boom, there you go.
Is it super heavy, like all the saves are?
Yeah.
Super, super heavy.
It must be 6 or 8 inches thick, the walls of this thing.
And do we know why? We know that this used to be WARW radio.
Uh-huh.
Why is there a safe in the bathroom?
It goes back to that because that used to be close to the business department.
And they kept their
that
money.
Doesn't make any sense.
They kept their money in the bathroom.
But why is there a safe in the bathroom?
You know, there's where he gives one of his answers. No, it's a non-answer.
I'll bet they really did.
But it's still dumb to keep the safe in the bathroom.
Not if it's on the first level and easy to get it in because it weighs a ton. You want to carry it upstairs?
You bolt it. Besides, it gets bolted to a concrete floor where possible. So it's probably bolted to the floor.
I don't think the one in our bathroom is bolted to the floor, is it?
I bet it is.
I'm just guessing, but I don't think it is.
Otherwise, we'd drag it out the front door.
Throw it down the hill, see if it popped open.
Uh-huh.
Roll it.
Why don't somebody go in and see? Would you go see?
I'm guessing immovable.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Howdy.
How do? Eddie from Sacramento.
Hi, Eddie.
Eddie the pick?
Mike. Stop it, Mike. Hey, you know
what? What did I do? I didn't do anything, Eddie.
He didn't do anything
yet. All right.
What do you think I did?
I don't know. I thought maybe I heard a snicker there.
No, there was not a snicker.
Come on, Eddie.
Okay. I'm not doing anything, Eddie.
Sorry about that. Hey, I think it was Blue Oyster Cult the kid wanted tickets to on Fast Times.
Now you got Mike doing the dance.
Mike's dancing.
There you go. His prices are insane, crazy Eddie. See what you made him do? Oh, now. Hold on. You hear that? Hold on. Be quiet for a second. Let's hear that. Listen to this.
That's for you, Eddie. Have a nice mouthful of that.
Thank you very much.
Might just put that on the bad end.
Right.
Oh,
hey, my mic smells like Super Dave now.
God forbid.
God forbid.
Your microphone smells like ass. Exactly.
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 It's not bolted down, and there is a trace of a sticker on it where you can see that it says lost combination.
So... there's a very good chance, I would think, that there's nothing in it.
I would think it would be empty. I was able to move it. Not with any great ease.
I still think we need to open it.
So do I. I think let's get working on that.
Hey, if we get it open, will we be able to figure out the combination?
Sure.
Or, I mean, will there be a
You can probably set it once it's open.
That's what I was thinking.
Like one of those hotel safes.
Then we can put our stuff
in. We can put our valuables in every day.
Our valuables that we have here.
Let's get cracking.
What will be the most valuable item that we have here?
This is more my wallet. I'm naked without plastic. My wallet, my keys, my cigar,
my jewels,
the picture,
my jewelry,
the picture of Robert.
Yes, Robert the Angry Mailman.
Buzz's dildos.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the toys.
Well, you'd want to leave one out.
Gels.
Joe's bongs.
Joe's snacks. Joe's chicken.
Oh,
there's nothing of value here.
Hey, did they show you that big box of Utz stuff that arrived back there?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're Utz pretzels, they're Utz snacks.
Back at the engineering department?
Yes.
I said to the boys, that is the wrong place to be storing snacks back at the engineering department.
I've always thought that back in the producer's room, they ought to lay it out much like a kitchen set on the Food Network, because Joe could really... go to town back there with like a real gas stove and everything.
The nice people at Utz sent us a bunch of snack food, and we have it stored back in the rack room where all of the engineering stuff is.
Nice.
That's
rack.
Like putting out mouse traps with beautiful cheddar cheese, but having the mouse traps so that they don't work. Mm-hmm. You know, you take away the spring action.
Right, exactly.
So you invite the mice in.
Free cheese.
You don't break their necks. Mm-hmm. Right. You just say, come on, engineers, mm-hmm. have more Utz.
Like great people at Utz.
More Utz, more often. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I know where the safe's in the bathroom.
Yes, sir. Why?
Because that's where they do their business.
Okay.
Hey, you got one laugh out of that.
Pun.
You got a laugh out of that.
Yes, Friday. I'm feeling loose, Mike.
It's a happy Friday show.
I'm loose. Hello, Donna, Mike show.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a locksmith here in Herndon. We'll come by and open that safe for y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Wouldn't we really rather have a thug?
Well, I mean,
not thug.
I think the idea is just to get it open.
Hold on,
yeah,
here.
We just.
Johnny Gorman.
Hi, Donnie. I don't know if I'd use the term thug, but our buddy Cherokee seems to think he knows it. He's
a thug. Sure.
Yeah, okay. Cherokee's good and thuggy.
Well, he's looking for the combo. He should have it in a few.
Of course, Cherokee would know the
wallet.
The combination.
I'd rather not find it out what's inside through the combination. Wouldn't you rather really try to bust it open?
Yeah. I mean, ideally, really, I'd love to have it blown open.
It's like a job for the Tuttles. I mean, I know we talked about the Tuttles yesterday, mm-hmm. but that's really what I'm in the mood to do.
I guarantee if Cherokee knows the combination, there's nothing of value left in it.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Howdy.
I bet an angry black man can open that safe, because isn't there a little thug in all of them?
Oh, dear. Robert the Mailman is not here. You have to save your calls for him.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I was just wondering what you thought of Kelly's new picklers last night.
Kelly Pickler's boobs? And, my God.
And my respect
God,
for Ryan Seacrest went from about a 5 all the way up to 10 briefly last night. Because Ryan Seacrest dealt with it and dealt with it beautifully. I was so glad he did that.
What did he say? But I mean,
He said, you spend your money, what have you been spending your money on? She goes, I've been getting lots of shoes. And he looks right at him and he goes, anything else? And it was so obvious and so funny that he was talking about it.
Oh, I get jokes. I didn't realize he was talking about it.
But he was real subtle about it, but he was talking about it. It was a TiVo moment where I had to go back, and I'm like, yes, that's exactly what he was doing.
See, I couldn't remember. Was she that big now when she was on the show before?
No chance.
Because, that could be simply a fantastic push-up bra.
No, I believe that they were brand new, and she wanted the world to see them also.
Almost as good as that Hanes commercial with Jennifer Love Hewitt last night.
I didn't see that.
Go back.
Maybe you don't know. Rob, the very asexual Rob.
Yes.
The one thing that cuts through with Rob is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Mm-hmm. He's crazy about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I got a call from him on a Friday night. He's like, no, really. Really, turn it on. Look at Jennifer Love Hewitt's boobs. And she does a commercial for a Hanes bra.
Really?
And it's a commercial for breasts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what it's
hers hers are spectacular.
Magnificent.
And that show, The Ghost Whisperer, which I watch occasionally, I'll probably watch it tonight. They actually really, it falls into that category of, touched by an angel almost.
Yeah, it's a little scarier.
But they actually go all the way. They give Daddy a chance to enjoy the show. With the breasts, because you'll see her in a nightgown occasionally.
Every week.
But this commercial.
My daughter Julia likes that show, so we watch it together.
That's not too creepy.
No. We watch it for different reasons.
Daddy, can I sit you in your lap? Not tonight, honey.
Not tonight, dear.
Not tonight. Sit across the room from Daddy. Daddy's cold. Where's my Afghan? No, Daddy
needs to cover up.
Daddy has an itch, honey. Daddy just has an itch.
Where's the Afghan? That's all it is.
Get the Afghan. It's on the ottoman. Next to the Victrola.
Under all the doilies.
Under all the doilies.
Daddy's sticky ottoman.
Oh, God. Get out of the room. Jennifer Love Hewitt's on. Jesus.
Anyway, it's a good commercial.
I'm sure they have a pet name for it, like your noogie or something like that. You know, whenever you call a little kid's blanket.
My blanket. My night-night.
Daddy's night-night.
Where's Daddy's crispy night-night?
I wonder if I deleted it. I probably deleted it, otherwise go back and look at the commercials on TiVo.
It'll air again.
It's a hot one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How's it?
Hi there.
Radio Buddhas.
Hi.
Guys, I'm just going to tell you guys we're on a roll this week.
on a roll. And actually, I also wanted to talk to Mike and see if he's seen that Bob's the Big Boy Photoshop on the website yet.
I really can't mention what that's about, but there is a Photoshop of me. I want to mention the heading, but it's a Photoshop of,
well, I'll
of
say
me
it.
Again.
I can say it.
Yeah.
It says Mike, the opening to Mike's restaurant. John showed it to me about, 10 minutes before the show, John?
It's
funny. Great.
It's like one a day now. And which is funny, you think, Bob's Big Boy or the woman yesterday on all fours?
The Bob's Big Boy pretty much is a winner.
It's so well done. I mean, the Photoshops are just incredible.
Whoever did it is a Photoshop-like genius, because, I mean, the color of the Bob's Big Boy matches your face perfectly. It couldn't be any done better.
It's great.
And just so you know, there are some nice now big fat ones of me.
Yeah, keep them coming. They are hysterical.
Plenty of gay ones, and a really good one, Brokeback Mountain, with you and I, and it's safe for work.
Yep.
It's just a poster from the movie, but whoever did the Photoshop really got us looking like we were about ready to,
I don't know whether I'm going to burn out on this at all, but even bad Photoshop, Photoshop makes me laugh. It really, really does. And people have gotten, so many more people have gotten so much better at it now that it's just great. I love them all, and keep them coming.
But thanks again to Craig, our webmaster. That used to be my big complaint with the website. I would say, why should you have a website if you go there and every day it's basically the same thing? Well, because of the way our website is set up, it's not the same thing, and people are contributing videos and Photoshop.
An amusement park.
It's a great website.
And
it really is.
And the message board. Hi, Yanni.
There's another one up there, speaking of kind of good, bad ones, where they took and put together the Deliverance rape scene. With, like, really big, oversized head. Somebody knocked out my front teeth and made me look like it's bad but good.
That even sells before you don't even see it.
So much to
see. I got to see that.
You can check it out. It's Don and Mike website. .com.
It's the best.
Lots of funny stuff is happening there. I guess I should start there just to clear my conscience by apologizing to my gal, Janet. Mm. Last night, when Rob and I were in our flurry of American Idol calls,
right,
and I'm just as guilty, I made the first call. As soon as that Jennifer Love Hewitt commercial came on, I called him up and I said, hey, are you alone? Yeah. And I said, that's very crude. My God, Rob, you could go the set right now. Did you see that commercial? Jesus Christ.
I want to see that commercial.
So the calls are going back and forth, and Jan is cool with this. And at one point, Rob called. And I picked up the phone and I go, hello. And we started talking about, I think it was Kelly Pickler, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And the phone started going, and I said, God damn this phone. I want to desperately speak to Rob about this show.
Yeah, well, it's American Idol.
And Janet was sitting next to me, and she jumped up, and as it turns out, she wasn't being bitchy. She was, I'm sure that I will break her of this habit eventually. She's just eager to please still. She just wants to be nice and be, you know, we're at that point in our relationship, like everybody is, after when you've been going out with someone for like under 2 years, when you still care about them, you still act like,
you know, it's still beautiful, it's still fresh.
You still have manners in front of them.
Right.
So what she did was she jumped up and grabbed her plate. That's right. We eat in front of the TV on American Idol. Who doesn't?
Of course.
Grabbed her plate and said, I'll go get the other phone. Now, I interpreted that, her urgency, as she's busting my balls, because she looked at me like, oh, the way I interpreted it was, her look said, you're on the phone with Rob again, I'll get the phone, and then it was like, oh, I'm going to put my plate down and go in the other room and get the phone. So as she walked out of the room, all Rob heard was, I said, Janet! I said, I will call you back. Click.
Because you now let me see if I understand this. You didn't want her to go get another phone.
No, and I thought
is this because you're trying to? I don't understand why you didn't want her to get another.
I thought she was the look she shot me was a look like, oh my God, we're going to go through this again, where you guys are going to speak on the phone 8,000 times a night. Okay, the phone you're on, which I have had some problems with earlier,
right,
was a little hinky. So the feeling that I got from her was like impatience, like, Christ, if you're going to talk with this guy, okay, I will put my food down and go in the other room and get you the phone. As it turns out, couldn't be further from the truth. She came back into the room with the telephone, really happy, like Mary Poppins happy, came in the room, and I said to her, what are you smiling about? And she said, I got you the phone. I said, God, will you stop busting my balls about the show? The show's important to me. I like talking to Rob. She said, I'm just getting you the telephone.
That's all.
I said, you're not mad? She said, no. I said, well, why did you shoot me that look and put your plate down and get up and rush out of the room with such urgency? And she said, because I wanted to get you the phone as quickly as possible.
Wow.
And I really felt like King Dick. So I had to sit there for a second. She brought the phone back in. Now the TV's paused, right? It's paused. We're just sitting there. And she said, so, you know that I was not mad. I said, yes, I know you're not mad. I'm sorry. I said, I'm terribly sorry. She said, call Rob now. And I said, no, I can't call Rob now. She said, why? And I said,
because you asked me to. I've known you for 20 years. I know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I know the answer because it was your idea now. Even though it was in my brain, it came out of your mouth as your idea.
It meant nothing, and I don't know why I was territorial like that. You know, I said,
I know why.
I said, I'll call him later. She said, call him now. She said, like, you screamed at me like you were mad at me, and he probably thinks we're fighting. I said,
I did.
Well, I can't call him now. Why? This is Rob. I call him when I call him.
Because you asked me to. You're going to ruin the rhythm. The rhythm method that I have with Rob.
A good rhythm.
So,
the natural karma.
Anyway, called him back. Anyway, sorry about that, Jan. It's American Idol, baby. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
What can I say? It's American Idol.
Not a total surprise last night. It was actually very... I thought it was a good result show.
Followed that up. Before we talk about the results, followed that up. So there was like just a brief 5-minute speed bump last night. Everything was cool.
Good.
After the show's done, the show's done at 9:30 last night, whatever time it was, at 9 o'clock, time is over.
9 o'clock.
I think, well, I'm going to call out to Minneapolis where they're having a blizzard,
mm-hmm.
See how my daughter and my grandkids are doing in all of this, right? So I pick up the phone and a couple of rings and it's, hello. And I said, hey, sweetie, what's happening? Are you up to your ass in snow? Hello? I said, hey, hello, most honorable daughter, it's me, your father. I do talk to her like that. Mm-hmm. And she said, is this Mike? And I said, yeah, who's this? She said, hey, Mike, it's Dawn.
Ooh.
And I realized that my daughter sounds just like
your ex.
The ex.
Yeah.
And I said,
hello.
I said,
I'll be going now.
I said, hey, How you doing? She said, oh, I'm doing fine. I said, gosh, this is awkward. I guess, is Amy there? No, she's at the store. I'm watching the kids.
She's gone out in another blizzard.
Well, they live close to a Target.
Okay.
So I said, okay, well, how are you doing? She said, I'm doing pretty well. I said, snowing like a SOB there, isn't it? Yeah, there's this big, big silence, you know, and I'm just looking at Janet like, what do I say? So then I said, the only thing I thought that perhaps at this point, because I never speak to Dawn, mm-hmm. I said,
go pack.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought you meant like she should pack her bag.
No.
No, go pack. No.
You said that years ago.
No, I said, so... How about that urinal tract infection of Amy's, huh? Because I was just trying to make
conversation
and
starter.
She didn't say anything. And I said, do you know if she got that urine sample to the doctor? She didn't say anything. And I said, yeah, this is really awkward. And I guess maybe I should just try it on herself. And she said, yeah, okay. Good talking to you. And I said, well, you know, nice talking to you, too.
There you go.
And
kept it civil.
And hung up the phone.
Ooh, what it's all about.
And then thought, you know. my God.
Yeah.
I'm glad that left turn was a left turn and not a right turn.
Yeah.
30 years ago. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just weird.
Because I would venture to say that if it had been a, you know, right turn, you know, I don't think she'd be grabbing that phone for you.
And, well, I wouldn't be here right now. I guarantee you that. Like, you'd be doing a show with Danny Bonaducci or somebody right now. It's just the height of awkwardness,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
And me going on, uh-huh. Like, you know, it's, hey, are you up to your ass in snow?
Yeah, you were trying.
Yeah, well, it's the way I talk
giving
to my daughter.
Right effort.
And then when she didn't respond, I did the whole Kim Jong-il. Oh,
most honorable daughter. Oh, it is snowing in Twin Cities. Who is this?
But you've been, it's not like you haven't had contact with her before.
And most chicks melt at your Asian dialect.
No, it's just awkward because I thought it was.
Yeah, you were caught by surprise.
I wasn't, and I don't think she was because she has caller ID.
Right.
Although she may not have realized when she picked up the phone.
Right. Oh, do you think she was going through the exercise of making you identify yourself?
No, I don't. I really don't think so.
She was probably confused as well.
Yeah. Okay.
And plus, I heard in the background, I heard that familiar.
Right.
The kids were like bouncing off the walls.
And
so.
The fact that it was just caught by surprise, you normally have a particular way of speaking when you're speaking to her, I'm sure.
Yeah, I do.
If you know you're going to be speaking to her.
And that was just another awkward moment with Janet then, because I hung up the phone and she said, "What was that about?" I said, "Oh, well, you spoke to my ex-wife." She said, "Who?" And I said, no. You know, the other one. Amy's mom. She said, oh, how is she? I'm like, gosh, I don't know. I could call back and ask, but no thanks.
Yeah. She didn't look at you and say, "Why don't you call her back?"
No, she didn't.
Okay, that was Rob.
She did not.
That was Rob that she said that about.
She did not. And it was about that time that I was so dying to scratch my athlete's foot because my feet were getting so goddamn sweaty.
But I thought you gave that up, though.
I didn't. I did not. I have not scratched my athlete's foot since Lent started. And before we...
So when you kick your shoes off now, is it going to be like a scene from the movie Papillon?
You know,
and that's for all our old listeners like me.
Before Lent is over, when we get a little closer to the end, I will in fact unveil my feet for you.
Okay.
And show you
Rob, there's really no reason to applaud that.
Where the killer athlete's foot used to live. It's a pretty wicked case.
Is it between the toes?
No, it's not. I told you the other day, it's on the ball of my right foot.
Wow.
And there is one spot.
Are you taking anything for it?
Tough actin, tin actin, Mike.
Anything besides a topical item like that?
No. I think it'll get well as long as I don't dig into it like I'm having sex every 3 days.
You're wearing white socks primarily?
Cotton socks.
Cotton socks, okay.
New socks. Yeah. Got rid of all the old socks. Okay. Got some new socks.
And that's the way to do it, isn't it? You get rid of all your old socks.
I believe so.
I did it last week.
Because I'm telling you, sitting there, and when you've got that three-day growth of skin coming over the scab, because I can...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you're going to dig, my
pain after that, though, I would imagine.
The good kind.
Good pain.
It's part of the whole thing. It's part of, And I'm talking a spot that big.
Right.
Like about as big as your belly button.
Size of a quarter?
Smaller.
Okay.
Size of a dime.
Do your feet sweat a lot in normal conditions?
Oh, my God. They're sweating right now. I'm feeling my toes right now. It's like I've got my feet in the 2 buckets of water right now.
It's that bad. Voyage to the bottom of the shoe.
Yeah. I'm painting a very attractive picture of myself.
Yes, you are.
And I know it.
I am trying to be as clinical as possible during this conversation. For one reason.
Why?
To prevent nausea. I am trying to talk about your feet in as clinical, because I'm a foot person.
It's not.
But when you talk about there's one thing, I've told you this before.
It's not toenail fungus, Mike.
I know, but I've told
it's
you this.
Athlete.
Toenail fungus doesn't bother me nearly as much. When you talk about taking the pencil and digging in there, that starts to get me a little lightheaded.
Have you never had athlete's foot, Mike?
No, I've had athlete's foot.
Oh, but you must know the satisfaction of scratching until you bleed.
Yeah, I've had it, I've had it on and off, but very, usually like between the pinky toe and the other toe, just in a very small, right in between the toes, and then it goes away as quick as
possible. That's like swimming in the shallow end of the pool.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to make
a
case for it.
Come off the diving board. Go in the deep end.
I might even have it now. I have no idea. But I don't get it severely.
Dig in. And I know it's like the dumbest thing that you can give up for Lent. I have actually had some people ask me, what did you give for Lent? You're scratching my feet.
Were you a daily scratcher?
I pretty much had a nice routine.
Sure.
Where it was 1 foot pretty much every couple of days. There was, of course, the obligatory rub, the sock rub.
Yeah. And then you grind your foot on the carpet.
Yes, yeah. rubbing your foot against the side of a chair, against the leg of a chair, and then sitting watching TV, taking the pencil, putting it down in the shoe. Oh, good, yeah. Good, good. And then at night, going up to the bedroom, She's not in there. Pull off that sock. Oh, dig, dig, rub. It starts with rubbing. Yeah. I need to think, I'm just going to dig where it itches, where it really itches. And then all of a sudden, blood!
Did you ever think of dipping your feet in something? Like something doesn't really
my,
nasty?
Dipping my feet in gold?
So, no, like help. Turpentine.
No, it doesn't help.
Something like rubbing alcohol?
So no, you're making it worse than it is. It
doesn't
work. It's really
I'm making it worse. I'm not saying a word over here.
It's a common ailment. It's not like my foot is totally diseased.
Well, you're making it sound like you have leprosy.
Well, I've got a spot.
You say you rub and then blood, and then you're putting your fingers like an inch apart, and, you go, and it, the scab, the skin that covers the scab after the amputation heals.
About as big as a dime.
It sounds, a dime?
Dime.
That's what
oh, about. You ought to get some good stuff for that.
I wish. I only take off the top layer.
Do they have stuff that you can, like, take?
I don't think
they don't do that.
Only topical and then powder.
You sound like you have it.
I had it as a teenager, as a kid, I had it. But not.
What do you have now?
Nothing.
I'm sorry.
That I know of.
I'm just curious. What do you have now? Anything gross? Anything really gross? Like, Doug sits here and talks about something that gross. You know, I've been all over the internet, so I'm just fat. Everybody knows I'm gross. You know, anything you got that's gross?
Hey, you know, that would be an outstanding new topic for photoshopping with me. If you wanted to, like, do a Google search on, like, foot rot and stuff. I'd be for that. Have me, like, on a bicycle with a big rotted foot on one side of it. Go ahead. Knock yourselves crazy.
It would be, but it only would work if they had, somehow, if they were able to get the whole package. You know, like your head on somebody with an evil foot. Just feet aren't going to, you know.
But you know it's out there. Some
it's out there.
Those medical journals that we used to get all the time in the mail from doctors are out there on the internet now.
Absolutely.
Make yourself crazy.
Well, it's my cross to bear, the incredible sacrifice of giving up scratching my athlete's foot for Lent.
Right.
And the whole point of Lent is giving up something that you love.
Yes.
And I do love it. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of people do it because you're doing something to help yourself. So,
discipline, self-discipline.
We will see what happens.
And this, really, by the time Lent is over, who knows, maybe it's completely healed and cleared up.
I am thinking I'm going to come in, and I think around St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
I'm very, very foot phobic. I don't like my
That's
feet.
That's appropriate, because it's the wearing of the green.
I don't like showing my feet, but I believe on March 17th, which is just days from now, you will be blown away.
It'll be the 16th.
Why is that?
That 16th is a Friday, 17th is a Saturday.
You don't want to come in and do a Saturday show for the unveiling
not
of my
that
feet?
Day. Not that day, brother. No.
Really? Why?
No.
Is that day important to you for some reason? St. Patrick's Day?
Just a wee bit there.
I'd be glad to come in and show you what I consider to be not a beautiful foot,
right,
but certainly not a grotesque Fred Flintstone foot.
Is this
foot.
The same foot that has the toe stuff?
Toe stuff, Mike.
Is gone.
Virtually gone.
You've taken medication for that.
Yes, that I have.
Yeah.
That I have.
Okay.
But the other stuff, that's just me digging away.
I would just think you could soak your feet in something.
No, sadly, no. No, I wish they did. Believe me, I've tried every caustic chemical known to man back when I had it.
So you had it bad.
Nothing worked. Yeah, actually, more than he does.
Really?
Yeah, when I had it, yes.
Wow.
Years and years ago.
When you were a teenager.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you didn't wear shoes in those days, did you?
Yeah, you would think with the open-toed sandals like that. That my
and I mean, you didn't, I mean, did they have chariots then? Or?
Oh, yes.
All right. Yes. I wasn't sure.
All the fur holds in the moisture.
That's right.
The skins.
I'm the Geico caveman.
His pelt. Did I just read incidentally that Geico cavemen are getting their own TV commercial? Or are they getting their own TV show?
Yeah. That could be dangerous.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I got some surefire advice for your outfit sweat. I had it for years really bad and did this cure and haven't had it since.
All right.
What you do, every night for a week, for about 10 minutes, soak your foot in like a weak bleach solution, and it'll go away.
That sounds a little dangerous to me.
Your foot will go away.
Like my feet in bleach.
Yeah.
My feet will have a little like Michael Jackson's face.
Yeah, totally white foot. Like a really white foot. Like a bleached albino white foot.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Like, you know how your skin looks when you get a cast taken off?
Yeah, exactly. Look exactly like that. Then you could paint your nails red.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Howdy.
Hey, Don, I got a not really surefire way to do it, and it's kind of gross, but it'll clear up your athlete's foot. You got in the shower, anytime you take a shower, take a leak on your foot.
That's an old wives' tale.
Bye.
Bye.
It doesn't really work.
If that was the case, I never would have got athlete's foot, because that's another one of God's great unspoken pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
is just going in the shower.
Is that Madonna that said that?
She did, yeah. I remember that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hi. I wanted to talk about American Idol last night.
Yes, ma'am.
What did you think of Kelly Pickler's performance?
Oh, dear.
I only wish you'd listen to the beginning of the show, honey.
It's a shame that she is not listening to the prime directive.
Here's the deal. I know what...
I'm sorry. Everything's moving around all the time.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I already covered her boobs earlier in the show, my dear.
Right at the beginning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was...
Bad listener.
I was.
Bad
it's
listener.
Always something I was.
Hey, hold on for a second.
What?
There? It didn't, hey, Mike?
Yes.
I mean, Don.
Yeah.
Did you see the new show the other night on Channel 4?
No. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye!
Just couldn't give her much more time after that violation.
Should we give her the $1.06?
For the news tip of the week?
Yes.
How about that Kelly Pickler?
How about those boobs?
Yep.
All right, so let's see. Who was off that show last night? Oh, Rob's right. The Indian boy made it.
Barely. And the other guy was a much better singer.
The shaved head guy was safe.
Mm-hmm.
I was right about the Dixie Chick girl. I was totally wrong about the internet porn girl.
Yeah.
She lives. She may make it she may make it a lot further than I thought.
Last, the nondescript Italian crooner.
Good for him.
He was voted off last night.
AJ, or whatever his name is, right?
It was the second year for him. It was the second go-round for him.
Yeah.
He'd quit the year before.
Right. Get lost, loser.
Right.
Nick Pedro.
What?
His name is Nick Pedro.
And the spazzy girl that somebody on the show liked.
Oh, Buzz. Buzz.
Did you like that girl?
Leslie Hunt.
Yeah, I liked her. I knew she would be, just by what the judges had done. And the women in particular this time, usually when they get voted off, yeah, they're upset, but they keep it together.
Mm-hmm.
They decidedly did not keep it together last night, especially the first girl that got kicked off. She lost it. She couldn't even sing her song.
But as good as that was in its own exciting way,
mm-hmm.
How about Sundance? Jeez, hey, look in your pants. Do you have a penis?
I said something like
are you
that.
Safe?
I swear to God,
did
I
you
said
already get
like
told that.
That
you're safe? Why are you crying?
I believe
because
I might
some
have said,
untalented chick got voted off the show Sundance.
I believe I might have said, be a man. Be a man. Come on.
There's one guy, Buzz. Yeah. Sundance Head.
I heard the name.
He was very emotional for his fellow contestants. Everything was, what happened to our baby? Our baby crying sound effect broke, right?
Well, he's sensitive. He's a sensitive man.
Right? I mean, we've got 8 million saved.
He cares
his show
people.
Is great.
That's what I hear, but... We don't have our baby crying tape.
Oh, no.
You mean the really good one?
Yeah, we play it so much it broke.
It broke.
Oh, God. I hope we can get it back. Can we get it back?
I'll take my kids this weekend.
Just in general living.
With duct tape.
But this guy, they have a million shots of him with big crocodile tears coming down his cheeks.
He was just a mess. He was a mess from the very beginning.
He
was a mess when all of them got voted off.
What a puss.
But the LIB, little Indian boy, he actually hangs in there. He really does.
And he thought he was a toast last night.
He was certain he was gone. And, the other guy was kind of nondescript, didn't stand out. But I wanted to see the Michael Jackson lookalike go. And that's why, for some reason, I associate the Indian kid with Michael Jackson. I don't know why, but
I think Rob Addy's like the Indian Donny Osmond.
He's got that same kind of high.
Yeah, but he's got like the Osmond mouth.
Yeah, he does have the Osmond mouth. Lots of teeth.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Hey, my sister's a nurse practitioner, and she told me a good cure for athlete's foot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, what you got to do is you buy a bunch of Snickers bars, you eat them all, you get diabetes, and they cut it off.
That might have won on Make Us Laugh.
Bye-bye.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good, my friend. one more. We got to hit a break. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. It's your Grease Man.
Hey, Grease.
Hey, I just wanted to call and tell you that yesterday
terrible
when you
Grease
were...
Man.
Okay, let's take another one. That's
terrible.
Let's try that one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I got an idea about your safe.
Yes, sir.
Get a real high-line stethoscope.
Don't you have the weather to do on Channel 4 this weekend?
Steve going away, man.
I'm glad you remembered his name.
Huh. No, but you guys can pick out each digit. It'll be 3 digits.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you just say this? Repeat after me. A low-pressure system is coming in from the Ohio Valley.
A low pressure system is coming in from the Ohio Valley.
Now, would you say for me, please, there will be snow in the Shenandoah Valley?
There'll be snow in the Shenandoah Valley.
Yeah. That's very accurate. You can compare those two.
Yeah. Okay. No.
You don't know. We're tooling on a very lame weather guy here in D.C.
I'm in Las Vegas, so
are you a safe cracker?
No.
Oh, you probably know some thugs that were there for the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, get a stethoscope, and you guys can pick out the take turns, and gently, because I have a safe in my house, and I have forgotten the combination, really.
There you go.
Dude.
We finally found a baby. Sundance said. He cares.
Change that thing.
Do you think we could really open it, sir, with a stethoscope?
Hey, as bright as you guys are.
Oh, come on.
Oh, dear.
Get out of here, please.
Bye!
Who's he talking to?
Remember, for God's sake. We are covered with biological stains.
We can't even wash ourselves.
If we were smart, we would have taken a commercial break 15 minutes ago. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to hear the Regis moment of the day?
I'd love to.
Can I tell you a funny story about teabag? I didn't know what teabag was. You didn't know what a teabag was? I knew what a teabag was, but I didn't know what teabag was.
I guess I don't either.
Let's not get into it now. Let's take a break, and we'll talk about it during the commercial.
Here she is. Saving the day. Dirty girl.
Well, I'm in D.C.
This is not what you signed up for. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Oh, what up?
How about that region?
That digs on me.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Here you go, diggers. No broke. Here you go, diggers.
Oh, no.
He ain't messing with no broke.
Did we rejoin?
They wear corrective shoes on their brains. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys.
Howdy, what's up?
I can tell you how to blow that safe.
You know what we should do? Hold on a second there, my friend. We should take a picture of that safe. Put it up on the website so people can see. I was just in there doing some business. Notice that the model on the safe is Sentry, Sentry.
Yeah, take a picture of it so people can tell us how old it is. Good brand.
Yeah, and also maybe get a nice thug to size up the job.
Yeah, and then blow the safe.
This would be like the part where you get sent pictures and the various mechanical drawings of buildings,
the
specs.
Yeah. Then we have to go into some like warehouse with a card table. And we all have to sit around it and...
One light bulb hanging from the ceiling.
And we have to... And everybody's got to be smoking cigars and cigarettes, and we have to figure out exactly how we're going to do the job. And then we all give each other a color code. Mr. Brown, Mr. Pink, Mr. Orange.
Synchronized watches.
Or take it to the next level. We could meet at Elliot Gould's mansion.
There we go.
You want to keep it with Ocean's 11.
Yeah, I'm actually doing Reservoir Dogs and the Quentin Tarantino film, and Rob's doing Ocean's 11.
I just wanted, assign more importance to it.
And then we meet. Then we all go over, and we're kind of underdressed, and we meet some hairy guy at the door with a robe on.
And I'm thinking of, here's an obscure movie. What was the one with, Gene Hackman has done 8 million movies like this. One of his Steve movies that had that big fat guy in it, and I think
Delroy Lindo.
Yeah, was in it. I really like that movie so bad. If only I could remember the name of it.
I'm trying to think.
It's The Replacements.
It's one of those heist movies, though.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's one of the movies where they're like, they're stealing from Peter to rob Paul, and they're doing a scam.
Is that the one where Gene Hackman has a shootout with Sharon Stone at the end of it?
No, that's the cowboy movie, Gene Hackman. The thing is, Gene Hackman, for being such a great actor, really has never seen a script he's turned down, has he?
He's made some stinkers, but there's something about him that even if he is in a crappy movie, unlike a lot of other actors, he can still make it better.
All I know is that in this movie, they end up, the gold that they end up stealing.
Oh, I know. This is the one where Ray Romano is with him, and they're both politicians.
That is
right?
Welcome to Mooseport.
Oh, okay.
But that is a great heist movie.
Is this the one where he's a United States senator, and Robin Williams and Nathan Lane are trying to dress him in drag?
That is the Birdcage.
Uh-huh. Okay, he's on a submarine with Denzel Washington.
That is Crimson Tide, Mike.
All right. Okay, I know what it is. He wears a little, like, pork pie hat. And he's got a cartoon character's name, Popeye Doyle. That's going way back. No, I got it. This is it. He plays Warren Beatty's brother, and Warren Beatty is works with Faye Dunaway to knock over banks. And
all right, Bonnie and Clyde, hold on. What's the one he did with Dan Aykroyd where he wore a Redskins jacket? Also,
you know where you got it all over me with this? You see everything.
You will
go into a theater and actually watch these movies.
Enemy of the State with Will Smith.
Enemy of the State.
He was in Enemy of the State. That was a good one. I like that Gene Hackman.
Not a bad movie.
Trying to. God damn it, what is that thing? Because what they do is they take the gold, they burn it, they melt it down, and it ends up being bars on a ship. I know.
No, Gene Hackman's not in that. Maybe you're thinking of another movie without Gene Hackman in it. It's a young boy is studying, and he goes across and meets this elderly gentleman who he befriends, and he finds out that this man is a Nazi war criminal.
Fuck yeah.
Isn't that the one?
Do you mean Apt Pupil?
Wow.
I don't think Gene Hackman is an Apt Pupil.
No, it's another actor. Older actor.
You thought that old guy, was Gene Hackman?
No, I just wanted to make an Apt Pupil joke.
He's goofing around.
What about, oh, God. You know, for having done so many bad movies, please come up with one, anything right now. Anything.
A crappy Gene Hackman movie?
Yeah.
Welcome to Mooseport is about the top of the list as far as I'm concerned.
Superman 4?
Yeah, but that's just, you know.
Really?
That's a paycheck that really, you know what I mean? I give him a free pass for that.
Right. Also, I got to be honest, from the whole wad of Superman, even from the first one,
mm-hmm.
he was a bad Lex Luthor.
You think so?
I did not think he was a good.
Superman 1, he was good.
He was a good Lex Luthor. What's his name?
Kevin Spacey?
Yeah. He's an outstanding Lex Luthor.
I like him. And he was great as Bobby Darin.
Even the TV Lex Luthor was a better Lex Luthor than Gene Hackman.
Incidentally, was that movie in theaters for half an hour, the Bobby Darin movie?
One showing.
Yeah. It was amazing. I mean, it was on and gone. I didn't mind it. I thought it was pretty good.
Beyond the Sea with...
I thought he was perfect as Bobby Darin. I mean, I don't think there's an actor you could cast who would be better as Bobby Darin than Kevin Spacey.
Have you ever seen a musical you don't like?
It wasn't a musical.
Yes, it was.
It was not.
Musical.
What about the end of that movie when he got all old and hippie fried?
Yeah. Tried to I didn't know this. I mean, that's what I liked about the movie.
Like peace songs.
Yes, the anti-war songs. And he's up there, and they finally say, "Yeah, what is it?" I guess it's his wife that says people hear what they see, and that convinces him to shave off the sideburns and the mustache. He goes back to being Bobby Darin, and he's a hit again.
And the whole thing with Bobby Darin is that
Sandra Dee, his wife, who says that
to his sister is really his mother.
Yes.
He doesn't find that out till later.
That's pretty good stuff for a movie, in my opinion. You know, to find out at the end that your sister's your mother.
Big reading.
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
It's either the Gene Hackman movie where he is the coach of the all-white basketball team, or it's Get Shorty.
Now, in Get Shorty, he was really good. He was Harry Zim in Get Shorty, and he's outstanding. There's a scene when Dennis Farina, whatever the guy's
name is. Dennis Farina.
When he's got his shoe right on Gene Hackman's neck.
Right.
And he says something like, don't make me mess up my shoe with blood. Just sit there and shut up. Now shoot that guy.
And is that the same movie where John Travolta breaks Dennis Farina's nose?
Sure is, Mike.
As Chili?
Sure is.
Right?
Yeah. Chili Palmer.
I have the actual title of the movie if you want it. Heist.
Or The Heist.
It just came up as Heist.
Yeah,
but
probably as Heist.
No, it's another H. It's a Hoosiers
Heist.
Hoosiers.
Heisters.
Big, big hit.
That he did two movies with Delroy Lindo. He did The Heist, and he did Get Shorty.
Is Hoosiers on your list as far as movies? If it's on, you'll stay with it for a while?
Yes.
I think it's one of the greatest movies of all time. Of all time.
Okay.
It is.
Bobby Darin.
Hello, Donna Mike.
And
show.
Barbara Hershey with real
Donna
lips.
Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey.
She is fuggly in that movie.
But she's real. Unlike when she, you know, decided to put, like, the Hindenburg in her mouth.
Real and fuggly.
Good for her.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. I saw something yesterday, but that's not why I'm calling.
I was going to give you guys the name of the movie, but Rob already got it. I'm a new listener to you guys.
Let's save ourselves the trouble.
Time well spent.
I had something yesterday, but I didn't call.
There are ums, and then there are
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you guys said get shorty. When you said a big fat guy, I thought you were talking about the part James Gandolfini had when nobody knew who he was as Bear.
I played Bear, correct. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, name the other Gene Hackman movie that featured James Gandolfini. Easy.
Oh, that's Crimson Tide.
Very good.
Hello. Hey, Don and Mike Show. Wrong Bear. Hello.
Hey, do you guys want to get into that safe to use it again or what?
No, we just want to find out what's inside this safe.
Sure, you think there might be treasure in there.
We moved into a building that CBS had a classic rock station in for about 10 years.
Back in the 1800s.
And there's a safe, an olden safe. And we don't know what's inside.
Well, I mean, probably a locksmith could get into it for you fairly quickly.
Oh, thank you.
Jeez,
we hadn't thought of that.
Maybe Gene Hackman can do it for us.
Jesus.
Who was he in The French Connection?
Oh, God. Well, that's Popeye Doyle.
Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah,
yeah, Popeye Doyle.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Uncommon Valor.
Uncommon Valor. Another Gene Hackman movie, yeah.
All right, gotcha.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention my favorite Gene Hackman role, which is the blind guy in Young Frankenstein.
Oh, my God, that's right.
That is a million years ago.
That's a small part.
Yeah, but it is funny.
That's Frankenstein.
Three lights his finger on fire.
Cigars.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Oops, you're on the air. Howdy, Donna Mike Show.
Did he not hug Shelley Winters in Poseidon Adventure?
Oh,
God, another good one.
Very good.
Right.
And that, you know, that one borders on the bad movie, right? Gene Hackman.
Bad movie, but I can watch it. I can certainly watch it.
Hard to turn it off.
Certainly better than the remake of Poseidon Adventure.
And, of course, you've got Shelley.
Yeah.
Baby.
And she really did that underwater footage.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, first of all, I'm a locksmith. See, I have a Gene Hackman movie for you.
All right, we don't care about the locksmith. Let's hear about Gene Hackman.
All right, the Royal Tenenbaums.
The Royal Tenenbaums, good in that
movie.
He was good
in that one, yeah.
Fabulous.
God damn. How come he just doesn't quit?
Because he loves it. I think he does. I think he really digs it. He's got to have more money than Jesus right now.
98 movies to his credit on IMDb.
That's amazing. That's got to be up there as far as records.
Donna Mike Show.
Hello, Donna Mike.
That sounded so stupid.
Yeah,
has no one fought that?
Hello, what's up?
Hey, I'm calling about your smelly feet.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a cure for it. Those two cures were partly right, the bleach in your urine, or you could use peroxide, but you must freeze your shoes at least for 24 hours.
I've heard, all right, I heard urine, I heard peroxide, I heard bleach, and then I heard freeze your shoes.
All of those things, hello. None of them will work.
Don and Mike Show, hello. All right, thank you.
That was somebody else with the frozen shoe idea.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yes,
turn your radio down, please.
Gene Hackman was in The Unforgiven with Clint.
Yes. Fantastic role in there. He did a stretch of movies where he was just unbelievably bad. He was an unbelievably bad guy in Westerns.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Okay.
The Kevin Costner movie, No Way Out. Remember with the gay guy that's in love with him that blows his brains out
I wish I knew that actor's name, the blonde actor who was just always like this.
I'll tell you what his name is. His name is To Die For.
I don't think he was really gay, though.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
He's a good actor, then.
But he's always got this way of talking.
Gay.
Now listen to me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Come on.
Meet me at the Lincoln Memorial.
Do you guys remember Prime Cut by any chance? It goes back away.
Gene Hackman? That Kevin Costner movie?
Huh?
Man, that stinky poon. What is that?
Sean Young.
God damn.
Who was as hot as she was, as hotter, what's the expression?
Hot as balls.
Hot as balls, but never hotter than that movie. She never got hotter than that. That was it.
She started to lose it around the time that she was campaigning to be the Catwoman, I think.
And she got kooky. She got Margot Kidder kooky, and she lost her look. She got really super skinny and then just looked odd.
Hagged out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Hello.
Donna Mike.
It's Bad Cell Phone Friday.
Yes, it is a bad cell phone.
That's our crazy kooky.
We're trying for a...
Hold on, everything gets moved around. There it is. Crazy. Kooky, Bad Phone Friday.
Yes, sir, it's you.
Hey, how's it going?
Bad Hi. Phone Friday.
Great Zoom called.
I got a Gene Hackman movie for you.
Yeah.
The Secondhand Lions, the one you're talking about with the Icy Dead People kid.
That's not Secondhand Lions. That's Robert Duvall and Michael Caine, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. My mother lives in her
Shocker office. That you made a mistake.
Didn't expect yep. that.
Secondhand Lions.
See it coming.
Bad Phone Friday.
That's when my kids met Robert Duvall and went nuts. And the only reason they went nuts, it wasn't because of Apocalypse Now, because we've watched that so many times together.
Join us at 5 o'clock.
It was really what it was about was Secondhand Lions, because that was a very famous kids movie.
Throw your telephone at the radio at 5 o'clock to say, the weekend's here!
I get the impression Robert Duvall doesn't say no a lot either. If you ever saw him as the crazy car mechanic in Gone in 60 Seconds.
He was in that movie?
Yes. And he was also in Alive and Kicking with Will Ferrell.
Yep.
However, he is not a whore like Gene Hackman.
Nobody is.
And I really think the biggest whore of all time, Buzz, you should do a search. It might be Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, you know,
as far as numbers of movies?
Numbers of movies he's done. And
he can't compete with Hackman because just on age alone.
I think he may. I mean...
I'll tell you this, Robert Duvall, you just mentioned, outdid Gene Hackman. Duvall has 126 movies.
Wow. Well, there's no way that Sam Jackson has that many.
No,
How many does Sam Jackson have?
I'll tell you.
Because I see them all. I'm going to see his new one this weekend. The one with...
That's supposed to be pretty
Speaking
good.
Of hot as balls, that Christina Ricci looks hot.
Is that the one where he keeps her as a prisoner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks... That's weird enough to be good.
Yeah, right. I always used to think she was gross when she was Wednesday Addams, but now I'm thinking that
she's evolving very slowly, but she looks hot. She looks hot. She was also... I hate to say this, but she was hot in Monster, where she walks around pretty much with a T-shirt with no bra on.
Mm-hmm. Samuel Jackson, right between Gene Hackman and Robert Duvall. Sam Jackson has 109 movies.
You are absolutely right.
Wow, that's a lot of movies.
Yeah. I cannot believe he's done that many. I thought he was much younger than Gene Hackman.
The thing is, if you're a Sam Jackson fan, he does them like you change your underpants.
Oh, my God.
You would have won. You would have cleaned me out on that bet.
Shaft, the one with... Eugene Levy, the man. There was, goddamn, the one that he did with John Travolta, where there were something about the war in Iraq or something like that.
My God, I cannot believe he's done that many movies.
Oh, there was the one, it was Formula Something, where he made up some type of new hallucinogenic drug and went to England and wore a kilt and
beat
guys up with golf clubs all the time.
These are movies that kind of float a little bit under the radar, too, aren't they?
Coach Carter,
good movie.
Yeah, I'm a big Sam Jackson fan.
The Path of the Righteous Man.
That's one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
Got anything, Buzz?
I thought you were going to say something.
Are you just reading?
He's reading, and his lips are moving.
I wanted to tell you, in 1987, one of his early movies, Samuel Jackson, Uncle Tom's Cabin.
He did that?
He did a version of that movie in
87,
yes. He was George.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. About your safe, you might want to consider having the lovely Charlize Theron come over and open it for you, since she was so good in The Italian Job.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please. Yeah, talk about hot as balls.
Yeah, that's right. And she did the whole thing with putting the stethoscope up to it, right?
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Not a mic show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Loose Cannons with Dan Aykroyd. There's a Hackman suckfest.
Yeah, I had that one. Not the title, though. That's bad. It's based in D.C.
Well, he said it was a Hackman what?
Suckfest.
Suckfest. Oh, I thought he was talking about perhaps a Gene Hackman porn that I had.
Hello, not a mic show.
Hey, fellas, has anyone mentioned No Way Out? Because that's a Gene Hackman, Sean Young movie.
And we are officially out.
That's how you do it.
We're done.
Like sand through the hourglass.
Ran it into the ground. Be right back with the Newsmaker of the Week.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
George Bush.
If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
The Don and Mike Show.
How about you, Shep Smith?
Just a bunch of white trash.
Right.
Well,
I owe
yeah. The only thing I can tell you is that when I speak,
uh-huh.
I'm very conscious about the audiences that are listening to my words.
Right.
They will choke your throat with the umbilical cord of comedy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
You're a goddamn genius!
Well, like, it's time for the Newsmaker of the Week, and now the old thing we used to do with the Nigerian Nightmare, Timmy Obibene.
No.
The real newsmaker. There's a woman who has a shop, has a store,
mm-hmm.
a business.
Yes.
And I'm just making a prediction now. This business is doomed to fail.
Really? Why?
Name of the business is the Lemon Drop Whatnot Shop.
Oh, dear.
Uh-huh.
The Lemon Drop Whatnot Shop.
Uh-huh. And the lady's last name is Colon.
Like our good friend Harry Colon.
Others is Colon. Hello, how the heck do you pronounce his first name?
Georgina.
Georgina.
Hi, Georgina.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. You have a business, the Lemon Drop Whatnot Shop. What are you selling there?
Whatnot?
Oh.
Georgina, has anyone hipped you to the fact that that this show has been on a crusade against the word whatnot for us a very long time, about 3 months?
Yes, I've heard that.
You've heard that?
I'm a listener.
Oh, you're a listener. So you know about our feelings about whatnot.
I do. Where is your store located?
Prince Frederick, Maryland.
Prince Frederick, Maryland.
And really, Georgina, what do you sell in your store?
Oh, we have baby stuff. We have purses, flip-flops. Chocolate body paint. We have jewelry. Wow. We have everything. We have whatnot.
Whatnot. God.
Listen, here's the thing.
You've got to think of something else that rhymes with lemon drop, because we're only concerned about you. This is a word that's in our vernacular right now.
You're concerned about her business, right?
Yes, because eventually America's going to realize what Mike and I have realized. And,
yes.
And please don't take offense at this. The use of the word whatnot takes down your IQ immediately by 25 points.
Oh, it sucks your brain juice out.
Yeah.
It truly does. It sucks your brain juice.
Rob's guy, how about the Lemon Drop Flip-Flop Shop?
Oh, my God.
Well, but then it's just flip-flops. We have more than just flip-flops.
Yeah. Do you sell lemon drops in your shop?
Yes, I do.
Are they good lemon drops?
Yes, they are. They're the Lemonhead lemon drops.
Well, lemon drops get such prominent placement in the name of your store?
Excellent question.
Well,
is it because they rhyme with whatnot?
No. Lemon drop was first. Whatnot was a tagline. Came afterwards. Secondary.
So we can fix this.
We can fix this.
So you can actually take whatnot out of the title of your business.
The Lemon Drop One-Stop Shop.
Hey.
One stop shop.
Huh?
Everybody uses one stop.
Yeah. Everybody uses whatnot. We're trying to rebel against it.
Why fix something that's not broken? I'm guessing before it was the Lemon Drop Shop.
No, I just opened December 1st. The name started off, I went down my list of favorite martinis.
I got it. The Lemon Drop, and I'm going to use stop again. The Lemon Drop Fun Stop. Shop.
Fun Stop.
The Lemon Drop Fun Stop Shop. Uh-huh.
I think you could either call it the Lemon Drop, you could call it Lemon Droppings, you could call the Lemon Drop Shop.
Lemon Droppings.
But you got to take whatnot out of there.
If you see Lemon Drop, you don't know if it's a bakery, a candy store.
But honey, when you see whatnot, it tells me that there's someone with a low intellect running the store. It tells me that maybe I'm going to get the better end of the change in the store when you're trying to count.
Well, if you're saying
things.
That, then maybe that would motivate people to come in the store.
Hold on, Rob's got another one. The Lemon Drop Kindergarten Cop Shop.
Well, I've been thinking about that. If you can come up with a name that kind of conveys the diverse selection we have.
Hey, I got it. What? Here we go. This is a lightning bolt. This is timely as today's headlines. All you might have to change some of your merchandise. The Lemon Drop Hip Hop Shop. You just, you sell some stuff for the hip hop culture.
Honey, really, have you never seen anyone on TV being interviewed, and they're speaking and they're talking, and they say, well, the problem in Iraq is the fact that the Iraqi government cannot stand up to the insurgents and whatnot.
And then the alarms go off.
And at that point, right away, it's like, oh, my God, whatnot. It's the word of the idiot.
Georgina, what's your biggest seller?
It's actually two words. Martini glasses.
Martini glasses. Now, hold on. That's a whole different thing.
Do you sell Kleenexes or handkerchiefs?
Yeah, yeah.
Then we can call it the Lemon Drop Snot Swab Shop.
Hey, wait, but you said martini glasses. Yeah. How about the Lemon Drop Have a Pop Shop?
Have a pop? Now sounds like a soda fountain.
No, have a pop. That's a pop. In fact, people in England say you're on the pop when you're drinking.
How about lemon pop?
Lemon drop.
Lemon drop. Suck. C word. Shop.
Oh, that's good.
C word that means man's thing. Lemon drop suck.
They won't. They wouldn't. You'd have to be in a particular zone for that.
You can't have a sign.
You wouldn't be able to put those city fathers wouldn't approve that.
Isn't she running a store that sells like sexual novelties?
Do you sell sexual novelties in your store, Georgina?
We actually have some of that, too, yes.
Ah, chocolate body paint. Sure.
That's all done. That's done. Put there that on the sign right away. Paint it.
Big, hard seesaw. Shop.
And you sell lots of sweets. It's a novelty shop. The Lemon Drop Novelty Shop.
That sounds more like Spencer's now.
Well, are you competing against them?
No.
How long have you been in business?
How long have I been in business?
Yes, ma'am.
We opened on December 1st.
And how long ago did he leave you?
Oh, stop it, Rob.
Don't start that.
Stop. Sit down.
I'm just guessing.
Stop it.
Just don't start that right now.
Jesus.
A little too early on that, Rob.
My God. So I like, we've given you all these options. Is there a chance you could change the name?
If you came up with something that really grabbed me, something that encapsulated the store, I'm open.
We're like a walking advertising agency right here.
I do not know what to
tell
you.
Exactly.
We've given you a million good ideas. The best idea that we've given you, though, is you should take whatnot out of the title of your store.
And then pop in something brilliant. Hey, is your store successful?
Yes, we're doing great.
You're doing great. It's novelties. It's candy.
Flip-flops, purses. Jewelry.
Why did he leave you?
Now, why am I laughing when you say it? It sounded less hostile. Is there a Mr. Georgina?
There is.
And he still lives with you?
He does still live with me, but, you know, that could change. My IQ is dropping.
Now, be honest. Was the whatnot thing, was it his idea?
No, actually it wasn't.
God, I hope not.
Like I said, I needed a tagline to clarify what Lemon Drop was. No, it's not a candy store. It's not a liquor store. It's not a bar. It's not a bakery. It's
You know, that is the key to financial ruin. I don't know what else to tell you, honey.
Well, we're going to have to check back with her to find out if she's going to be successful with
it. Take all of your money out of the bank, dig a hole in the backyard, and get it all in pennies, put it in mason jars right now.
The fact that you're successful right now is that people have not discovered this whatnot thing that we've been crusading against. As soon as that happens, it's going to be a disaster, so you do have to save your money.
It's going to be the big going out of business sale.
You'll have to come to our next guy's beer tasting night and see for yourself.
You have a beer tasting night?
Mm-hmm.
You sell beer in the whatnot shop?
No, we don't sell beer.
You just have a tasting.
Party, right.
Oh, you have a party in the whatnot shop.
Yeah.
The Lemon Drop whatnot shop.
Lemon Drop whatnot shop.
You know what this is?
It's a friendly, happy place.
I got a new name for your place. Future Parking Lot.
Wow, it's really going to fail, huh?
Yeah. Future Condominium.
Are you on a block with a lot of other businesses?
I am. I'm in a strip mall in the Foxfin Shopping Center in Prince Frederick.
Oh, well, then forget it. Then it's going to be like, it's going to be something like Nail in Your Coffin, or it'll be a manicuring manicure store.
Incidentally, that's the Don's idea for the chain of nail salons. Uh-huh. Nail in Your Coffin. Uh-huh.
But it'll be some type of manicure store that has a clever name like that.
Right. Has any of the other business owners come over to protest the name Whatnot at all?
No, not one yet.
Get along well with the other merchants there?
We do, very well.
We've talked to her long enough. I'm ready to come up with my diagnosis. I believe that she, in fact, is not only infected, she's a carrier
Of whatnot?
She's a mother carrier. She's a queen bee of whatnot.
Of whatnot.
Yeah. And it. Yeah. I don't want to swat her. I don't want to step on her. I don't
right.
I don't want to kill her.
No.
I don't want to eradicate
no,
her.
No, that's taking it to the extreme, I would think.
You want to just let me know I'm going to fail because of my IQ drop.
Well, because of the word
whatnot.
The IQ whatnot. Drop whatnot shot. But feel free to contact us if your business does succeed.
Okay.
And if you come up with another name... Really, let us know immediately.
Good luck with your knickknacks, your brickbracks, your dildos.
Knickknacks, paddywhacks.
Everything. Oh, you don't like knickknacks. I don't like knickknacks.
I thought dildo was going to be the word.
Remember, she listens to this show, so yeah, she's fine
you
with
don't,
that.
So hold on. You like whatnot, but you don't like knickknack.
No, don't like knickknack at all.
Hello, I'm speaking to Miss Backwards right now. I swear to God, honey.
Well, good luck, Georgina.
Yes. Thank you very much.
And keep listening to our show. And change that name within the month, please.
Please.
I'll keep you posted.
Lemon drops and whatnots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay. Thanks, guys.
He's laughing. The laugh of the damned.
The eternal, mirthless laughter of the damned. And best to your husband, too.
The laugh of the soon-to-be bankrupt.
What's his name?
And you know what? When you're sitting there and they're putting the padlock on your door, you're going to say, why didn't I listen to those stupid disc jockeys.
I don't know why I didn't call you to begin with. I
when do you think,
you first.
Don? When do you think the actual whatnot crusade will hit its peak? Mm-hmm. I know we're still on the cutting edge, don't you think?
I think, Mike, we're looking at a crust maybe by Labor Day.
Labor Day. Well, that soon.
I think really a key indicator in the whatnot season is the NASCAR.
Yes.
How the next Cup race is going, depending on which driver seems to emerge as the favorite.
The day that NASCAR drivers stop using the word whatnot is the day we will have succeeded.
Won.
And that day will not happen.
I don't think it'll
not
happen.
Until then, the terrorists have won.
Well, here's a key. Georgina, do you sell any NASCAR supplies or any NASCAR novelties in your shop?
We had one thing. It was an apron for a tailgating kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Do you remember the driver?
No numbers on it.
No numbers on it.
Did it just say NASCAR?
No, it said, I think, tailgate crew chief.
Tailgate crew chief.
So like generic NASCAR.
Generic NASCAR.
It's like when you want to buy an NFL thing and it's got like green and gold, but it doesn't say Green Bay on it. It just says, I like football.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
See, that's the problem. We have everything. There's just not one word that conveys the breadth of it.
Do you sell leprechauns?
I have a little leprechaun table. We've got everything.
Now I'm starting to picture this shot very, very well. Do you sell old-fashioned penny candy?
I do have old penny candy. Not all of them, just the lemony ones.
Does your store smell like cat?
Oh, God, no.
No, it smells like candles. You know it smells like candles.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
candles and kitty litter.
Yeah, candles and kitty litter. There's a good name for the shop. What about candles?
Candles and kitty litter.
Candles and kitty litter. And you don't, even have to, sell the kitty litter on a regular basis. No. Just keep a couple of bags and a lot of cats around.
I'm not a crazy cat lady.
That's a good name for a DJ team as well.
Hi, everybody.
I'm Kittens.
And I'm Kitty Litter.
Hold on,
Candles.
I'm sorry about that. Hi, everybody. I'm Candles.
And I'm Kitty Litter.
Let's talk about dildos and the whatnot show.
They're calling it the dildo shop.
That would work. If we ever find our way to your shop, do you sell bullets?
No bullets.
Good for you. Why bullets,
Rob?
I don't want to kill myself. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
thanks
as always, Rob Spiewak had to ruin it.
Yeah, there's Rob.
As always.
There's Rob getting overly violent.
The bad guy, Rob Spiewak. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Good luck, honey.
Bye, Georgina.
Bye.
That's lemon drops and whatnot. Uh-huh. Is it lemon drops and whatnots or lemon drops
the
and whatnot?
The lemon drop whatnot shot.
Mm-hmm. Soon to carry bullets.
It's in all the dictionaries, and it's from a phrase from the 1500s.
Don't ruin this. Don't say it's in the dictionary.
Around.
Yeah. Is it really in the dictionary?
Yes.
for a brief time, wasn't what's up also in the dictionary, though?
Well, not real dictionaries, not like Webster's.
What is the definition of whatnot?
Well, two, really, but the main one, the one everybody uses, something or anything of the same or similar kind, like, here's an example, sheets, pillowcases, towels, napkins, and whatnot.
Oh! Stop it, bud!
I'm just quoting the dictionary.
Why not just put an ice pick through our eyeballs?
I have no ice pick.
I had no idea that you mean it's proper usage?
Well, it's in the dictionary. I don't know if that makes it proper. It's just there. I just thought you'd like to know it's been around since
a lot of ugly words are in the dictionary. Right. You know what I'm saying,
very
buddy?
Very long time. You've got a tough fight ahead of you.
A lot of ugly words in there. You don't want to repeat in front of women and children.
I'm sorry.
This is true. Some words that were used to describe plowing the field, but it's a real nasty word. Something to do with seeds, I think.
It's a sweet word. That's a sweet, loving word.
It's a descriptive word.
Hi, Yanni.
I put her picture up on the Daily Log for today.
Johnny, oh,
good. Definitely kind of hot.
Is she hot as balls?
I'll bet.
Really?
Maybe not quite as balls, but she's pretty hot.
Wonderful. That's quick.
She hot as scrote?
Quick.
Hot as taint?
Place your bet now.
Place your bet. Quick.
Almost honorable data must break.
Uh-huh.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
1898, Spain owned Cuba outright. Think about it. Cuba owned by a disorganized parliament over 4,000 miles away. Cubans were in a constant state of revolt. In 1904, the United States decided to throw a little weight around and, who is it?
It's a pizza guy.
Again?
Mr. Pizza Guy, sir.
Order the double cheese and sausage.
Right here, dude.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Learning about Cuba. Having some food.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here. You're causing a major disturbance on my time.
You know, I've been thinking about this, Mr. Hand. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time? We certainly did nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Spicoli. It is our time. Yours, mine, and everyone else's in this room. But it is my class. Hamilton, Brandt, Kornfeld, up front. Mr. Spicoli has been kind enough to bring us a snack. Be my guest. Help yourselves. Get a good one.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get out of here, Chris. I don't hear you unless you knock.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, you should be coming out pretty soon, dude. How much do you smoke? This will be a little demonstration of that. Listen up. That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
This show is going to be with a lot of personations of this guy, you know, this good lady, you know. I'm Julia Child. Come on, Mikey knows my bananas called him up skinny all night. And you know who else is here next to me? It's Frank DeMay.
Hi, everybody. I'm Frank DeMay. This show is about how to cook, how to make bananas into small pieces for the jello.
I don't like you.
Just very average. Don and Mike.
This show's going to be funny.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
I was curious, did anybody mention about the Gene Hackman, Bonnie and Clyde?
Yes. Oh, my yes. God, he's got to have that played for him.
Yes.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
That's it. You've done it again.
I missed that one.
You're guilty.
That is the prime directive.
Get out of here. They're guilty. Hello, Don on Mike's show.
Guilty!
Hello.
Hey, guys. I hate the whatnot thing as much as you guys do. You've really gotten me into it. My girlfriend hates it now.
Good.
But I was watching American Graffiti, and Wolfman Jack, when he's talking to Richard Dreyfuss, he drops a whatnot.
That's when he's talking about popsicles.
Yeah.
That's why Wolfman Jack's not with us anymore.
Yes, he died of whatnot.
You want a popsicle and whatnot? That's right. He died of whatnot. Mm-hmm. Whatnot. I got whatnot disease. That movie, that romanticized radio when I was a kid.
Sorry, mm-hmm.
The thought that Wolfman Jack was sitting in Tijuana, Mexico, in a studio by himself.
Was that supposed to be Tijuana? Is that where they're supposed to be?
That's where the radio station was. XTRA, big 100,000-watt station in Tijuana.
Tijuana.
Broadcasted to San Diego, all the way up to San Francisco, mm-hmm. everywhere. And he had the big refrigerator with the melting popsicles.
I got the melting popsicle. You want a popsicle? There we go right
so
now.
So great. That got me so hooked on radio. The intimacy of one guy sitting in a room making it sound 100 times bigger than life.
Oh, and he was the Wolfman. He had this great character. And then you go in this dingy little radio studio and they're spinning records.
The fat little, ratto guy sitting there and he's just putting the tape in.
Mm-hmm.
And now here with something very insightful is Rob.
You'll like this, I think. The tower at that radio station had so much wattage. If you parked your car near it, your headlights would glow.
Where the hell did you know that from?
Now everyone knows it.
Very powerful.
Isn't it great, the intimacy of radio, that I was able to step up to the microphone and tell everybody that?
Electricity in the air. It's another Rob Spiewak fun fact. Another fun fact for you, brought to you from Kraft. Kraft baby marshmallows and little caramels. Another Rob Spiewak fun fact. Rob. Deliciously delivered from Kraft, a showstopper.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
My God.
Do you ever need to stop your radio show on a dime? It's Spiewak in a can.
Bring a Rob by. A Rob will stop your show quickly.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, this is Don and Mike show.
This guy's had his can of Rob. What's happening?
Nice. Nothing. I just random caller finally got through, man. I just wanted to.
Have you started your weekend early?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is it early for the weekend?
What have you been enjoying today?
What's that?
What are you imbibing in today?
I still didn't hear you. I'm on one of them wacky telephones.
What you drinking?
What am I calling for?
Oh, forget it, for God's sake.
It's bad phone Friday.
My God.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey.
You know, people have told me, Don, that occasionally when I'm drinking, I'm not a good listener.
They're lying.
I tell them, thank you. Thank you very much.
They're lying.
I tell them it's not true.
Hello.
Don, my radio God.
Howdy. Yes, we are. Hi.
That lady, I don't know if you caught on where she said she was at, but Prince Frederick's in Calvert County, you know, they probably don't even ask to go to the lemon drop store. They probably want to go to the whatnot store.
I bet people down there, and I'm familiar with that part of the world, probably identify it without the lemon drop and say, hey, we could get something like that at the whatnot shop.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally,
all you're doing is perpetuating it right now.
We were all looking at her picture,
yeah.
And I'd like to see her whatnot.
She hot as balls?
I think she is.
Very attractive.
I think
Hello,
she is.
Shy,
yep.
Got
you really think she's just shy?
Yeah, I think she's just shy of hot as balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie is hot as balls.
I'm not seeing her yet.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah,
Donna, Mike show.
Angelina Jolie's not running the whatnot shop. But if she were.
Hello. Her shop would be
the
T-word for boobs and pit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the blank pit.
Tit for tat and pit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha. Teat and pit shop.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be great.
Hello, Donna, Mike show.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? That's the question. How are you doing?
Hey, I had a...
Way to turn it around.
Thank you, Buzz.
Yeah, that's good. I like the way you work the listeners that way.
Finally got to see Mike and Carla on the webpage. I wonder if he realizes who she's a spitting image of.
Well, he's right here. Let's not talk about him like he's not in the room.
Hold on a second. I'll get him.
Mike, would you like to come and talk on the radio and whatnot?
I'm right here, sir.
She looks just like Winnie Cooper, and she's hot.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Is she hot as balls?
Oh, we've lost
him. We lost him.
He's on his way down to Prince Frederick.
Hello, Donna Mike.
To pick up a dildo.
Yeah, I wanted to tell Donna Mike about Gene Hackman's actually like my boss, kind of.
Well, this is us.
And I'm sure he's proud of you as an employee.
Tell me, what do you do? Do you scrape out his stables, his horse stables? Do you clean his toilets? What is it you do for Gene Hackman?
No, I live in Santa Fe now. I used to live in D.C. I just moved out here a little while ago,
yes, sir.
He is the investor in a restaurant I bartend at.
So he's a part owner of the restaurant you work at.
So
yeah.
So technically, you clean Gene Hackman's sinks.
I wash his dishes. You know, he washes his dishes.
Does Gene ever pop into the restaurant?
He's there every now and then, but I see him around Santa Fe a lot. He lives here.
He lives in New Mexico.
He's a staple of the Santa Fe community.
Have you gotten a chance to chat with him?
What was that, Rob?
I haven't. No, he comes in. He doesn't like to talk to anybody.
When I'm in Santa Fe, I eat at Hackman's.
Is the restaurant called Hackman?
What's the name of the restaurant?
Yeah, no.
Well, I'll say it. I don't care. The name of the restaurant is Jinja. J-I-N-J-A. It's like an Asian...
Is that the ganja?
No.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely the ganja.
And every now and then, old Gene pops in for a big fat spliff.
Right.
So with you there, who wouldn't want to go and have you touching the food?
Right.
I don't touch the food anymore.
I just make drinks.
What's your first name?
Same difference.
What's your first name, son?
My first name is Josh.
Josh Rotavirus.
Thanks for calling, Josh.
Josh Rat.
Come on, man.
Love you guys, man. It's great to hear you in this area,
love
man.
Love you, too.
Something tells me if I had a drink at your bar that I would want to scratch my throat, the inside of my throat, the way I want to scratch my athlete's foot.
Pencil, yeah. Just dig it out with a pencil. Stop in and have a mojito at Spliff's in Santa Fe.
They actually make mojitos, actually.
Really? That's good. Do you make a mean mojito?
The best drink I have to say I make there is probably a Mai Tai.
Homo-hito.
How much is a roofie at Gene Hackman's restaurant?
About $8.50.
How about the date rape drug? How much is that?
$9.50, around there.
Do you sell sanitary wipes at the bar?
No, but I have them. I don't sell them. I'll give them out.
What's the number one entree?
The Bonnie and Clyde burger? It's Asian cuisine.
Jinja. What's that?
Asian food.
Buzz, you can get burger anywhere. That's the whole idea.
Not an Asian.
You roll in with a party of 20, somebody wants a burger.
Yeah, if you go to Gene Hackman's joint, it'd be a dog burger. Right? I mean, it's an Asian restaurant, right? Don't they eat animals? They eat dogs?
It's a valid question. They serve dog at the restaurant?
They serve dog?
No dog.
Cat? No dog. How long has the restaurant been there, and how did it get the name Spliff's?
I've been here for like 5 years. Now they're starting to open up other ones. So
I'm guessing you don't serve in any kind of management capacity at the restaurant, do you?
Not yet, but you know what? I make the people that manage the place, you know, look like geniuses. So
I tell you, there's a beautiful commercial you're giving Gene Hackman's restaurant. I imagine everybody listening to us in Albuquerque right now is going double the speed limit to get there.
Don, here's the measure of a great restaurant. How do you celebrate people's birthdays? Do the servers gather around the table and clap?
No, we don't do that. We might give them a free dessert, but we don't do any of that stuff.
Do you have the big rats like Taco Bell does?
No. It's not like Chi-Chi's. You don't get to wear the sombrero.
No, I mean, are you aware of the Taco Bell in New York City where they actually photograph the gigantic rats walking around?
No, I haven't heard about that.
You could tie in the whole Hackman thing to the restaurant, even if it's Asian cuisine. You could certainly sell your drinks. You could have the Crimson Tide. You know, you could have the French Connection.
What do you think the biggest health hazard is at Gene Hackman's restaurant? In your opinion, as someone,
at Hackman's,
works,
besides
as someone
you.
Who works there at Hackman's, what's the biggest health violation?
Besides you.
No, I'd have to take that all on myself. I'd have to say me.
What do you look like? I'm really curious. Do you have a shaved head?
Well, right now I do. I used to have, like, more hair. Now I got, like, a little... Yeah, I have a shaved head.
I knew you had a shaved head.
How old are you?
Rob from the back wanted to know.
How old are you?
Wanted to know what?
Your age.
How old are you?
How old are you?
I am 29 years old, sir.
29, sir.
If I went into Hackman's and I wanted more than a meal, if you get what I'm saying, wink, wink, can I get more than a meal?
I could probably persuade one of the employees to work that out for you.
Is anything on your menu referred to as the happy ending?
Oh, not yet.
Really? Got a lot of nice Asian chicks working in that place?
It's a great restaurant. It's good food. I mean, you know,
you're in Santa Fe. Do people come in with cowboy hats?
Every now and then, a couple of people are weird like that.
Our good friend Val Kilmer has a spread out in them parts. Does he ever come in all stinky?
No. That's one of the guys that if I saw walking around Santa Fe, I'd have to, like, you know, what? Throw some feces at him or something.
Now, that's completely, I'm offended by that.
Have you ever spoken to Hackman?
No, I have not. I've seen
him. You indicated he doesn't want to speak to anyone when he comes in there. Are you sure it's anyone, or would it possibly be you?
No, because I've seen him, like, once or twice, but, you know, I guess he just likes to come in and be, you know, solitary.
Does he come in by himself? Does he have friends?
He likes to be solitary, Mike.
Solitary man.
Have you ever spent any time in solitary, son?
No, I can't say that I have. I can't say that I have.
That's Arnold Schwarzenegger's speak.
I says, what's good tonight at Hackman's? If I was going to get on the red eye now to Albuquerque and then get the rental car and get to Santa Fe, what's good tonight at Hackman's? How's the rabbit? How's the rabbit?
Jackalope, Don.
How's the snake?
It's Santa Fe, so it's got to be jackalope.
Jackalope. How are the bull's testes?
They're excellent. They're delicious.
All done in an Asian fusion style?
Yeah.
Now, what is the most popular item on the menu?
Well, orange peel beef.
Well, orange peel beef?
Mm. Yeah.
That sounds actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So it is really good.
Did Gene Hackman buy, like, a chain Asian restaurant, or did he go in and say, this is what I want to do with the place?
No, the one here in Santa Fe is the first one. So he was like an original investor, and now they're starting to branch out. Uh-huh. There's one in Albuquerque, one in West Palm Beach.
Are there any entrees with some Hackman DNA in them?
No.
Uh-huh. So the name of the restaurant again?
J-I-N-J-A.
Ginger Duh.
Yeah.
Why did you spell it?
Because I tell people the name of the restaurant, they, you know, like Ginger...
Yeah.
Ginger.
No, I heard you loud and clear. It's like Ginger like Ninja.
Hey, what's your first name, friend?
Josh.
Yeah, he said
Josh.
Okay.
When's the next shift you're working?
Next week.
Next week. Do you work part-time?
Yeah, I do like 3-4 shifts there, and then I have other kind of part-time things going on here, so.
Mm-hmm. You ever get any at work?
No, I'm a married man. So.
Oh, you're a married man. All right.
Which I have to thank you guys for. About 7 years ago, I called you guys with some dating advice, and you...
Don't put this on us.
You hit me one way, and I'd say, you know, I'm happily married because of it. So.
Would you describe the marriage as happy?
Yes, very.
And you make a mean Mai Tai.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, you're still here.
Yeah, no, this is our mistake. Now, we should have hung up a couple of minutes ago. Mm-hmm. This is the last few minutes really are on Mike and I. We can't really figure out a funny way to get rid of you.
It's very difficult.
I just want to say I love you guys. Great to have you on the radio here.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
1-5-0-5-9-8-2-2.
All right, we're going to call. Are we calling Ginger?
Yeah, we are. All right, Robbie?
Yeah.
You know the drill?
Sure.
As we'd like to come on the air for some free publicity.
Yes.
For Gene Hackman's restaurant, and we'll ask them about the retarded boy named Josh, who spits in every glass. Tell him what's going on.
Okay, thank you. He's getting a manager.
Great.
That's the way it works.
Mr. Hackman.
Got to go up the... Yes, I'll get you Mr. Hackman. He's in the back room right now.
It'll be Ned Beatty.
He's in the back room like having a real fit, too. You know the angry Hackman like he is in the movies?
Are you crazy?
Wearing a straw hat like he wore in Superman. You know that, like, that Mary Poppins type straw hat?
I'm thinking Crimson Tide.
When he takes the key from around his neck. Now give me that key! His little dog, he goes down to his cabin when he gets locked in, starts looking at the file on Denzel Washington.
I want you to form a security detail. I think it's reasonably obvious that I cannot do Gene Hackman. But boy, wouldn't I like to.
I think it's reasonably obvious we should have, like, just canned this whole thing.
Bagged it.
Hold on.
We're waiting for the manager.
We're waiting right now.
We're also in Orlando and West Palm Beach.
Well, Rob?
All the managers are in a meeting. Is Mr. Hackman there?
That person will come on the air with us.
Can you come on
on the air?
Just tell me I have a question about the restaurant.
I have a question about the restaurant. Does someone work there named Josh?
Yeah, I guess that's the way we'll have to do it.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no one named Josh who works.
Oh.
As if they don't have a real retarded boy.
I know him, he's retarded.
He's a bartender?
He's a bartender. He's a retarded bartender.
He's a retarded bartender.
No. Have you ever met Gene Hackman? No. Is he an investor there? Okay, no. Okay, then. Bye, then. Bye.
So, wait. So Josh is an imposter?
Josh is an imposter.
Or he gave us an alias?
Not only is he an imposter, she doesn't know if Gene Hackman is an investor.
Well, that's there's no way. You wouldn't work.
You would have to know.
No, not necessarily, though.
They have a drink on the menu called Gene's Mai Tai.
Well, so he said Mai Tai.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. This is a sticky wicket right now.
I'll call back. Hold on a second. I'll pick it up. Hold on a second.
All right, Don's going to call now. Get to the bottom of this.
Hi, Heather. Gene Hackman, please. This is George Clooney calling from California.
All of California.
Has George Clooney replaced Aaron Spelling?
You can take the message that I'm returning his call. This is Santa Fe, right? Yeah, I was supposed to call Gene at this number. At Ginger. This is his, is it an Asian-style restaurant? Yes, I was supposed to speak to Gene about a project today. Of course I can.
Oh.
See, watch. Hold on.
There we go.
See, I'm on hold. Listen to this. Which line am I on here?
When he opens doors.
10? Line 10? Oh.
Major D. Very good.
She got me on hold.
You know who you're going to get?
Some manager.
You're going to get the maitre d' from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. When they go to the fancy restaurant in Chicago.
Shaky.
Central location. Mm-hmm. Make the perfect place to escape.
What would you do? Hello, George. Yes, I was cooking sushi. I was cutting sushi in the back. I was making California rolls.
It's a privilege to serve you.
Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do.
Why, I didn't know you scheduled the meeting in Santa Fe.
They certainly are making George Clooney wait a lot longer.
That's not right.
Than I thought they would. I'm getting the same treatment as Rob Spiewak did, for God's sake.
What's the project, George?
Bonnie and Clyde 2.
Bonnie and Clyde 2. Only this time, Hackman is Bonnie.
Well,
and Clooney is Clyde.
This just sucks.
Well, when in Santa Fe.
Okay, now I got to call back.
All right.
Call back.
All this started by a man claiming to be Josh. Josh, the bartender.
Josh!
Hello, this is Clooney. I'm calling for the Project Blair Witch 3.
Hi, Jenny.
Or have they already made that yet?
Hi, this is George. I was just on the phone for Gene. Yes, for the final time, I'm trying to be as polite as I can. Hi, my name's George Clooney. I'm a friend of Gene Hackman's.
I'm waiting to take my jet to Miami.
I'm supposed to pick up Gene. Can you please put him on the phone? I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm the world's sexiest man.
She called you difficult. She's calling you difficult.
He's not in the restaurant. Oh, you are killing me. I tell you what, I'm here with some friends of mine. Would you mind just saying hello on the radio so that they know that I'm trying to really get a hold of my friend Gene Hackman? Guys, is it okay if I put this girl on the air?
Sure.
Sure. Hold on.
Sure. Why not?
Hold on. Now, here we go.
Here she is.
Here she is. Guys, here's my friend from Gene's restaurant.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Great, how are you?
How's it going?
Hi, this is my friend Mike. I'm doing his show today in D.C.
Hi, you're on the air. Nice to have you on the air with us, Heather.
My name is Jenny.
Oh, Jenny. Sorry about that, Jenny. How are you? How are things at Ginger?
They're great.
Does Gene come in very often?
I haven't seen him lately.
Well, George Clooney is very, very excited to be picking him up this weekend in Santa Fe and then flying on to George's condo. I mean, his mansion in Miami.
You like kidding me about that. Would you stop?
I understand.
And stop calling me the world's sexiest man.
Well, you are the world's sexiest man. Jenny, I think you'd agree that George here is the sexiest man alive. Wouldn't you say so?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Bring up my movie, Batman and Robin, whatever you do.
Get many movie stars coming into the restaurant, Jenny.
Oh, not very many.
We were speaking a little earlier with a gentleman that called, a big fan of George Clooney's, also a bartender named Josh that works there. You know him, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do know Josh. Wonderful.
Good. Let me explain. Hi, this is George Clooney again.
Hi, and I'm Mike, just here doing a radio show. Hollywood Today.
So I'm on the show with my friend Mike doing Hollywood Today.
Hello.
And this lad calls up from your restaurant.
Seemed to be a little sluggish, little wet behind the ears, little slow on the uptake. Would that be accurate, Jenny?
Now, you're a little harsh on him, Mike.
I'm terribly sorry. Now, Josh claims that he makes Gene's Mai Tai just about as well as anybody else.
Not better than me.
Oh, you're good at it too, huh?
No, I'm great at it.
You're great at it. Now that's the kind of assertiveness that Josh didn't have. And George, I'm sure you would have much rather spoken with Jenny here than Josh before.
Hey, excuse me, I was answering a BlackBerry message from Julia Roberts.
I'm sorry. We're speaking with Jenny and George Clooney on the Mike Loves Hollywood show. Everything going well over there in Santa Fe?
Yes.
What's the weather today in Santa Fe?
I haven't been outside all day, so I'm not too sure what it's looking like.
Well, Jenny, got a big chance for you right now to ask George one question.
Oh, don't put me on the spot.
You agreed to this,
on your Hollywood show.
You agreed to this, Mr. Clinton. Jenny, you're going to give a chance to ask George one question, one Hollywood question, one celebrity question.
All right,
not many ladies get a chance to ask George Clooney this question, so you're the last word today, Jenny. What's your question for George Clooney?
George, why are you coming to pick up Gene Hackman at our restaurant if he's not here?
Because we have some hookers at my place in Miami.
Are you meeting him here?
I am meeting him at the restaurant. We are driving to Albuquerque, and then we're taking the Gulfstream to Miami where we're meeting some hookers.
With some hookers?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
They're just going to be putting on a show for us. We're not going to be doing anything with them.
Oh, okay. You don't have
and
to convince
Gene said we could bring some takeout with us.
Okay.
And are you satisfied with that answer, Jenny?
I was going to ask you one more question.
Yes. You know, Jenny, the first question really wasn't a great question.
It
was really more for you. You were kind of asking a logistical question. But, George, if you will agree to just one more question, we're going to let Jenny ask you one more question on the show.
One more, Mike.
Jenny, this is a golden opportunity. I know there are thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of ladies out there that would love to ask George a question. I'm going to give you one chance to ask whatever you want of George Clooney. Go ahead, Jenny.
You guys are really putting me on the spot. I don't even know if this is really George Clooney.
Well, that's the chance you're gonna have to take, Jay. We're running out of time. We need one last question for Mr. Clooney, and then we're gonna let you take your leave. Okay, Jenny, fire away.
When are you gonna be here so I can really see you here?
I'm going to be there in less than 3 hours from now on my Gulfstream.
Okay.
Another logistical question. Not really what the ladies were looking for.
I'll tell you what, Jenny.
Mike Loves Hollywood, Jenny.
Hollywood, Mike, is there any way we can take her off the air for a second? I know
she's
very
awkward.
Yes, of
course. Yes, Jenny, we're going to take you off the air for a second.
Can I speak to her privately for a moment?
Mr. Clooney's going to speak to you off the air, okay?
There you go.
Very good. You listen to Mike Loves Hollywood, or George Clooney. Now you're Jenny.
How you doing? I am so sorry to embarrass you like that. We were looking for Gene. The truth is we are having kind of a sex show being put on for us tonight in Miami. Big weekend, and I was going to meet him at the restaurant tonight. Can you leave word that George will be there by 7 o'clock tonight?
Order the takeout. You have to order the takeout.
And also, I would like
orange peel beef.
Do you have orange peel beef? And what about, what's that soup I like so bad? The wonton soup.
Some pad thai.
And do you have pad thai? And what about sake? Does Gene like sake? What kind of sake does Gene like? Have you seen any of my movies? I don't mean to be egotistical. Have you seen any of my films?
Ask the chef if he can whip up some biscuits and gravy.
This is George Clooney. What is the favorite film of mine that you've done?
Got me.
That you've seen?
I've done.
I'll have to forgive you.
I'm going to have to forgive you.
Ocean's 11. Do you have biscuits and gravy in the restaurant? You know what? I'm so sorry. You're a dear heart. Can you hold on? Hollywood Mike wants to say hi to you again. I got to get out of here and catch the plane. I'll see you in about 3 hours. Can you hold on? The next person you're going to hear is Hollywood Mike. Okay.
Hey, it's Hollywood Mike here. We're having a great conversation. I want to thank George Clooney for being on the show and Jenny from Santa Fe. We really enjoyed your time. I guess George got his order in. And you can't say that word on the radio, Jenny.
Okay.
Jenny, it's been next a real slice of having you on the show. Thanks. And remember, what time will George Clooney be walking in the doors of your restaurant tonight?
About 7 o'clock.
About 7 o'clock. Jenny, God love you, and good luck to the entire crew at Ginger.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Bye.
Bye now. That was Jenny from the block.
God, she's stupid.
Well, she was questioning you a little bit, but all those questions, and I would have loved some real George Clooney questions, and we couldn't get her to say
that.
She was
hopeful.
What time are you coming?
I think that she's probably giving us her A effort.
Well, I think really if you get her and Josh behind the bar, you might really have a lunar eclipse.
Jesus Christ.
But that's the way it goes on the Don and Mike show, and Mike does love Hollywood.
Hollywood Mike.
Hollywood Mike.
Rob, that's all you got to do. All you got to do is just throw a name out there, and they pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm. Throw my name out.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Didn't work.
Hello.
Hello. Now would be a great time for Morgan Freeman to call her.
Oh, dear.
Oh, now all the helpers
now
are coming out. See, now that would have been the obvious choice to get Mike to do one of his great voices.
Get your orange peel chicken because we haven't much time. I'd like a glass of sake. Do you have sake for me? Oh, no.
Where's that number? I do with the number of
hello.
Either way, we should break.
We got it. I know, but what did I do with it?
This is Morgan Freeman. We're running out of time. Time is a precious commodity.
It certainly is, Morgan.
Lost it now.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well.
Another day, another time. The path of the righteous man. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Samuel L. Jackson.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what do you want? Push the red switch down.
I'm looking for this girl.
Aren't we all? She's not here. Come on in the back. You just go around the back. Thank you. This way.
I have a popsicle. The ice box just broke down and melted all over the place. You want one?
No, thanks. Listen,
have a popsicle.
Are you the Wolfman?
No, man, I'm not the Wolfman.
Who's this on the Wolfman telephone?
Diane.
How you doing, Diane?
All right.
It's the Wolfman. Yeah. Do you love me?
He's on tape. Yeah. The man is on tape.
Do you love me?
Well.
Yeah.
Where is he now? I mean,
on their backs and covered in baby oil. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Doesn't he walk away from the studio down there and then he hears him live?
Yeah, and
right?
He looks in the room and he sees that he's not really playing the tape. He sees it again.
How you doing, Wolfman Jack, baby? It's for you, baby.
For a while there, he was it. He was the DJ in America. Yeah.
Bees knees.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
And now the greatest DJ in the world is John Allville.
Yes, I would agree.
The bulletin just came in.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Is this the guy that says he's O.J. Simpson?
Radio faggots, I'm going to boot your ass to the moon. This is O.J. Simpson.
O.J.
Simpson.
Bye.
Hello, O.J.
I'm starting to recognize his voice now.
Goodbye, Carlo.
O.J. Simpson.
Hello, Carlo.
Have some more fun during the commercial. I guess I'll have to put it on the box set. When I called that restaurant back.
Oh, really?
Did you really? Spoke to the gal again.
And how did that go?
She's pretty sure I'm George Clooney.
Good. Somebody will be taking a flight to Santa Fe this weekend.
She's pretty sure I'm coming out there tonight.
Should be big fun.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, did the boys talk about Kelly Pickler from last night?
You might very well be talking to us, and you've broken a cardinal rule of prime directive.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
Friends, the show started 2 hours and 25 minutes ago. We discussed Kelly Pickler's boobs and her ass within the first 15 minutes of the show.
I don't think it's too much to say pay attention. Off
Shut
you go.
Up.
Off you go.
And what is your official stance on when a tard calls up and calls you the boys? Have the boys done this? Have the boys
well,
done that?
Well, that's okay.
At my advanced age, I know I enjoy getting called, being called boy.
That's okay.
Okay.
I mean, we do have an awful lot of rules.
Okay, just
as
checking.
It stands right now.
Just yeah, checking. And it's sometimes tough to keep up. Never have enough. But that's a flagrant violation right there. That's an easy. Everybody in the stadium would agree that was a penalty. That guy calling in right there with the Kelly Pickler.
Yeah, right.
But you know,
the
boys.
Boys
who cares? Yeah.
You and your rules.
You and your rules, Robbie.
No rules.
Spiewak. for goodness sakes. Okay, stand by, Mike. Going to throw something at you in a couple of seconds.
Really?
That's not what we were talking about.
Okay.
For your bit today. Or not even a, it's not even a real bit.
It's not a bit.
Just stand by, though.
My cat-like reflexes are standing by.
Stand by. We'll do the next break.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing, dancing, which is what fans call it.
Oh, the show.
Like you know, people call it American Idol.
I call it stars.
Well, I call it dancing.
I call it whiff.
Either way, dancing has filled the spot that Big Pussy was going to fill.
Really? Did they get another man of larger carriage?
A big spot.
They got a good one. Oh, what the hell? We'll just go with it now.
All right.
It's Cliff from Cheers.
Oh, all right. All right, very good.
Cliff from Cheers.
Hey, saw your ad in the paper. You needed a replacement for that Italian lad.
Well, also on this show is sometimes known as the Pope.
That's right. You know, your basic dance moves are pretty standard. Every your cotillions, your fundraisers, your marathons they had in the 1930s. All your dance moves can be confined to a series of, but what I've concluded is three real significant steps. You have your waltzing, your foxtrot, your funky chicken. Those are some of your classic dance steps. And then you've got your break dancing instituted by some of your inner-city kids in the 1980s.
What is it say? John Ratzenberger.
Right. Here I am. Any questions you have, Don, about Dancing with the Stars, you feel free to fire away. I'll be entertaining all your questions. If you don't mind, I'm going to put my feet up over here for a moment.
How'd that big lawsuit go that you had against all of those wax dummies in airports at the Cheers bars?
I can explain, Don. They were authentic figures of Nami and me. John Ratzenberger as Cliff, of course. I was in my postal suit, mm-hmm. sitting at the bat, and then you had Nami over there next to me, and what happened was they were making money off our effigies, and I figured that was just totally unacceptable. Rob, if you're going to hold up a sign for me, I really would appreciate that you don't put it on a postage stamp, you incredible hump. Thanks so much. Let's see what he has to say. Eat only fish. Today is Friday. Well, gee, that was certainly worth the trip across the room, wasn't it? Absolutely. But any questions you have about Dancing with the Stars, Donnie, you fire away.
Let's talk about Tom Bergeron.
Tom Bergeron, homo.
Is he the host?
Tom Bergeron is a homo, and he is the host.
Is he the host?
I find him to be a totally disingenuous hump, and I will proceed with my incredible moves and my dance partner, who is a very lovely Latin chick. Boy, has she's got a grade A, double A prime ass there, Donnie. She really does. But as far as Bergeron, no. Noted homo. Absolutely.
Hey, where's the number for that restaurant? Now that you're in character, it would be great for you to call the restaurant.
See if I can call Jenny?
Yeah.
Jenny, this is John Ratzenberger. Otherwise known. And did I pronounce my last name correctly there, Don?
Like you did. It's Ratzenberger.
It's Ratzenberger.
John Ratzenberger.
Right. You know me as Cliff on Cheers. I'm going to ask you questions about her back.
You not only were on Cheers.
Cheers.
You were also in Toy Story.
No one saw that.
And you were in the movie Cars.
No one saw my role in that, you know?
Right.
And Cars, you know, I love that. I love animated features. There's nothing quite as inspiring than sitting in a theater and seeing you displayed as a modern cat.
Will you wear the MC Hammer genie pants?
I will not. I will be wearing my postal uniform for the entire run of Dancing with the Stars. And might I say also, I have breaking news about that show. I don't want to scoop you, Buzz. What? Do you have anything on Dancing with the Stars?
Actually, I don't today.
Well, he read this off that website, my good friend PerezHilton.com, who indicates that Heather Mills is now dropping out again. She is not going to be on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, that's gone back and forth, back and forth. Yeah. You know, as I always say, those crazy Brits, those stupid Limeys, you never know what's going to happen with them. You know, the Queen of England's the only one that I trust. I think that's a lady who knows style and she knows what she's all about. You know, Boston's the home of the Boston Tea Party.
Yeah.
You wear that there, Daddy? Yes. Seems to be getting lower as I progress right now. It's happening. Well,
you're aging.
Boy, that's just a box of chocolates.
Now, Mike's got a phone over there, right?
Right.
So if I dial it up and put it on hold, he can just pick it up.
Okay. 1-5-0-5. Try very hard.
What line am I picking up, Donnie?
Just a second, Mike. 8-2.
That'd be your line 10?
Line 10. Let it ring, and I'll put it on hold.
All right.
It's the Ganja restaurant owned by Gene Hackman. There you go. So now you're calling, looking for Gene or George Clooney.
Hello? Hello, this is John Ratzenberger, otherwise known as Clippy.
Remember when we used to be able
I'm looking for Gene Hackman, major movie star. Yes, I... They hung up on me.
Oh.
Come on.
They're not buying it.
I don't understand why I don't have the clout that George Clooney does, Donnie. That's ridiculous. That makes me very, very upset. I'm very concerned. Shall we try again, or do you want to say sayonara to this particular line of stellar comedy? You know, I remember one time I took a trip with Nami. Nami and I went over to Thailand, Bangkok it was, and enjoyed a great weekend. You know, they have baths over there as well.
There's a dream for you again.
Hold on just a second.
There you go.
Get up one more time.
Yes, is this Ginger? Hi, you got John Ratzenberger here. You might know me as Cliff from Cheers. Who am I speaking to? Who do I have the pleasure of talking to? Heather, how are you, darling? Let me ask you a question. I have a few questions about your bath. About your bath. Your bath. Do you have a bath there? Every good restaurant has a bath somewhere. Don't they? You have a bar, don't you, where they serve beer?
See, we can't put her voice on the air, but Mike is...
Yes, can I ask you a question there, Heather?
We're recalling Gene Hackman's restaurant.
What kind of beer do you serve in your bar? How many beers do you serve in your bar? It's not a tough question. You have 11 beers that you serve in your bar, you have 12 beers you serve in your bar. And how many bar... How many buff... How many beers on tap do you serve in your bar? Heather, we're not going to communicate if you keep saying how many what. I said, how many beers do you serve in your bar and how many on draft? What's your cheapest? Heather?
Are you going to ask if Heather's there?
Oh, yeah, I got a question for you. Is Gene there? Gene, as in Hackman, Academy Award nominee? You already said to who? This is the first time I've called you. Who did you already say he's there to? You guys? What do you mean, you guys? I'm totally confused. I'm confused with this you guys.
Oh, no.
Who called you before? You? No, there's not a chance it was me. This is your very first call from John Ratzenberger. Now, can we get back to my original question? Two for you. Are you ready, Heather? How many beers you serve at a bar with Gene Hackman on the premises as we speak? Hello? Heather, you're taking a tone with me. Is there any particular reason you're taking a tone with John Ratzenberger? Heather, can I ask you a question, darling?
Tell her about Dancing with the Stars.
Would you be willing to come on the air with me? Would you be willing to come on the air with me? Why not? What? I'm not raising your voice. I'm simply talking in a very lovely, lovely monotone baritone. Now, how many beers in the bar? Is Gene Hackman on the premises? What? Pardon me? 500. You're lying to me. Is that true? Well, saints be praised. I've got to book my flight to Santa Fe because Ginger has 500 beers at the bar. How many seats? How many does it seat? Too many. Now you're taking a tone and you're being sarcastic. I don't like sarcasm, especially when it comes from somebody in a bar. You understand?
This poor lady.
You're not at the bar? Where are you? At the hostess stand?
It's the same chick that I thought.
Is it a pretty hostess stand? You know, I've been to many of those upscale restaurants we have in Beantown, Heather. I'll come over there, but I'm far away. I'm in Boston.
She remembers.
I'm in Boston. I'm about to go to my bar. You might know that as what? You're interrupting me. What's that? I'm calling in Boston because I want to speak to my good, close, personal friend, Gene Hackman, and ask him if there really are indeed 500 beers in your bar. He's not here? Well, Jesus, I don't know why. What are we going to do about that, Heather?
Ask her if George Clooney is called.
Heather, can I ask you a very personal question? Do you mind me? This is personal. Can I do it? Why not? Why are you saying no? It's a simple question, dear. This has nothing to do with beers in the bar or Gene Hackman on campus. Did George Clooney call you earlier? Did you get a crazy call from Clooney today? I bet crazy Clooney didn't ask if there are beers in the bar, did he? Did he ask about flying to Miami with Gene Hackman and maybe getting some hookers? How about that? Get ready for a big night at your big bar there, Heather. I wish I could. I don't think that the modern miracle of airline travel would allow me to get there in time for a good evening at your bar. But there's an outside shot that I might drop in for the weekend. Can you name a special beer after me, Cliffy? Name it the Cliffy. Make sure it's got an extra tall head on it. A great beer at the bar, right, Heather? No? Why did you say no? Well, then I'll tell you this. If you're telling me no, then my relationship with Mr. Hackman and George Clooney and Ginger and everyone in Santa Fe, New Mexico, is hereby concluded. I said not Ken Kiss My What. I said nothing profane. I said our relationship with Santa Fe is hereby concluded. Yes. And with that, I say good day to you. I said good day. That little Hallett took a tome with me, the likes of which I've never experienced in all my postal routes in the entire area of Boston. The hell's wrong with her?
Congratulations on Dancing with the Stars.
Thanks so much. Look forward to it. John Ratzenberger, cutting the rug, looking forward to it, and saying mass on the side.
When are we going to do the show that I want? Dancing with the Scars.
Dancing with the Scars. Man, I tell you, one time I was drinking beer in a bar, and a guy with a scat came in. It was nasty. Yes, sir. Pause!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Oh, exactly, sir.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that was good today.
The show is great.
Right.
It's funny.
The show is going to be funny.
Right. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
My favorite right there. Welcome.
That is Merrill Howard Kalin.
A genius in the kitchen.
He's all over our website, dynamicwebsite.com. You'll hear him on the show next week. We could take this moment to play some of his tape.
Yes.
Some of his long-form tape.
MHK.
From his public access show. Mm-hmm. But I think this is probably going to be a better move.
Oh, yeah.
Heading into a weekend, how many of you out there have families? And how many of you out there do not sit down to have dinner as a family unit?
Amen.
Let's learn.
And girl coming home from school looked quite content with life.
Here we go.
And why not? They're looking forward to an important date. Dinner at home with the family.
Yes.
Let's think about this for our Friday nights together.
Yes.
With our families.
Yes, a time long ago.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you? Well, to them, it's a special occasion. As it has been ever since they sat down to dinner in high chairs.
Focus.
Why should they feel that way about something you take so completely for granted?
Why is that?
Well, let's see if we can find out.
All right, let's find out now, because...
Now, this is teaching me to put more focus on the family meal.
Generally speaking, in the year 2007, I've seen the ads on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Sit-down dinner is considered when mom and dad go to KFC and bring home a bucket of chicken.
Right. And the family scatters quite often with everyone with different needs and desires.
But they do call each other at the kitchen table with their cell phones to text message pictures ketchup and gravy.
Yes, indeed.
First of all, daughter has changed from school clothes to something more festive.
Oh, and in case you have not been hip to this, this record we're playing is 43 years old.
Wow. Good.
Really, it is 43 years old.
When we last checked in, daughter has changed from school clothes to something festive.
All right.
Dressing a little makes her feel and consequently look more charming. Even the table takes on a special air.
Mm-hmm.
Mother, too, changes from her daytime clothes.
Yeah.
The women of this family seem to feel that they owe it to the men of the family to look relaxed.
Yeah, now there we go.
At dinner time.
There it is.
Right. Tell you, learn a lot here.
Father is spending an hour before dinner.
Oh, who is that, father or brother?
What's father doing?
Father.
Brother is spending an hour before dinner catching up on his homework.
Excellent. Oh, it's brother.
Brother.
Oh, we'll hear it again.
Brother is spending an hour before dinner catching up on his homework.
Wink, wink.
He has plans evening. Perhaps that explains telephone call. But he won't spend a lot of time on the phone either.
No, he won't.
When there are several members of the family to be considered, it is not a good idea for one member to monopolize the phone.
Well, yeah, that doesn't happen.
No. It didn't in that household.
And it is never good to allow telephone conversations to interfere with studies.
Right.
And I should point out, do you notice who they're saving for last?
Father.
Mm-hmm. Is it that late?
Yes.
Dad will be here any minute.
Yeah.
Better tell Mother she's needed in the kitchen.
Right, where she belongs. And now here we go. The man's coming home.
Brother notices the time and realizes that he must put things in order and clean himself up in time for dinner.
Yes.
Oh.
Scrub yourself down, boy.
Father's coming home.
Dad's coming home.
Father's coming home from the bar.
Wash your wet thing and your coolie.
That's right.
Oh, there. Junior is always in a hurry,
Junior.
Particularly for dinner. But first, there's a cleanup job to do on this young man.
What?
Brother takes it upon himself to help share Junior's responsibility for...
Are brother and Junior separate people?
Yeah. Yes, and I think that they're going to bathe each other.
Keeping their room in good order.
Maybe I'm wrong.
And keeping Junior in good order, too.
Oh.
Punctuality is stressed in this household. By that, I mean hair is combed and faces and hands...
the hair.
All of them.
...grubbed before the boys come to the table so they won't delay the meal.
Ah. And now where is father?
Now mother and daughter put the finishing touches on the dinner.
Ah.
And again, what this is a primer
mm-hmm.
for those of you listening on your way home tonight.
Yep.
Don't let the kids go out and do what they do. Don't let them go out and be thugs tonight.
No calls.
And parents, don't go home and just immediately go to the bar and then shut yourself off from your kids.
No.
Sit down and have dinner as a family unit.
A family unit. And if there are women in the household, to the kitchen.
Right.
And the boys comb their hair.
Chop, chop. Mother, daughter, brother,
Junior.
And father. Not heard from father yet.
Well, they say dad on this. Do you notice that it's father, daughter, brother, junior, dad.
Dad. Those were the days, weren't they?
Oh, wow.
Now just, hey, where's that a-hole?
You know why I say? You know why I think they say dad?
Why?
Three letters, much like God,
mm-hmm.
in my humble opinion.
Sure. And what's God spelled backwards?
Dog.
Thank you.
Yes.
Father, too, looks forward to this date with the family.
They're calling him father now.
Interchangeable.
He has had a hard day at the office, and in his briefcase are some contracts which must be looked over tonight.
Contracts?
But in the meantime, he will relax at dinner with those he loves.
Now, there are guys driving down the road right now going, Don and Mike, if only this were true.
Mm-hmm.
If only this is what I was going home to tonight.
Seriously, the guys that are out there slogging it, getting it done, slaying the dragon.
Maybe it will be.
Wouldn't that be special?
Yeah.
A simple centerpiece made from some flowers which grow in the backyard
is
another of daughter's contributions to the dinner.
Good job, daughter.
But it takes up a little too much room, so she moves it to the sideboard.
We have to cut her hand off. She just won't listen.
This is not in the right place.
These boys greet their dad as though they are genuinely glad to see him.
Well, they're faking it.
They're lying,
They're faking it.
As if they were genuinely glad to see
him. As if. That's not right.
They're frightened.
As though they had really missed being away from him during the day and are anxious to talk to him.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
What do you mean, as though? Are they play acting?
This is the time for pleasant discussion in a thoroughly relaxed mood. They don't pick this time of the day to spring unpleasant surprises on Dad.
We're getting back.
Gay.
We're getting back to the whole thing about the way that we liked the 50s, which was you got to leave Dad alone.
When
Dad comes home, stay the frig out of his way.
This is the time for pleasant conversation.
No bad news.
If they have disagreeable news, they'll postpone the discussion until another time.
Please.
Dad, I knocked up the chick next door.
Perhaps never.
Dad, I'm gay.
Keep it from Dad.
And this is no time to dun father for a raise in your allowance. New clothes.
What's that word?
Argue about other financial matters.
Is it dun? Time to dun father?
The film skips.
This is no time. What's that?
The film skips.
Oh, really?
You're missing a frame or two.
Oh, okay.
All right,
here we go.
Yes, mother. Junior remembered to clean up. Brother seats Junior. Then helps mother to her chair as he would his best girl.
Wow.
Well, the dinner date has begun. And they're all happy about it.
This is a family having dinner now. Everybody, listen, we're trying to learn you something today.
I sense some underlying tension here.
Mm-hmm.
Many families throughout the country observe the custom of saying grace at mealtime.
Let's say it now. Thank God for Dad.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Amen.
Nothing more need be said.
It is always treated with reverence and respect. Napkins on the lap,
the
family awaits service.
Right. Hey, the napkins on the lap thing I still do with my kids.
Pleasant, unemotional conversation helps.
That's about it.
Is it pleasant, unemotional conversation?
Right. No emotions at the table.
No emotions at the table.
Pleasant, unemotional conversation.
Pleasant, unemotional conversation. God, that's what we're all looking for.
Pleasant, unemotional conversation.
Pleasant, unemotional conversation helps digestion. Father serves mother first.
Helps digest.
That's right.
You can't digest if your stomach's upset. Pass the biscuits, please.
Then daughter. then the boys.
What?
Don't worry, fellas, you won't get left. Help cut your meat, Junior?
Oh.
Of course. By example, older children can teach younger ones good table manners.
Or not.
All right, okay.
Or not. What are you saying, Buzz?
Tell mother how good the food is. Maybe.
It's real good, bitch.
Good as balls.
Good as balls.
Not as balls. Not as bad as last night.
He says rates a compliment, too.
You suck a mean dude. I got a text to my friend, you bitch. Get out of my way, Mom. That's the modern-day child.
Text.
It makes them want to continue pleasing you. Well, all this is good general advice, but there are some specific don'ts.
Ah, the don'ts.
Time for the don'ts.
Don't monopolize the conversation and
right.
go on and on without stopping.
Exactly.
Nothing destroys the charm of a meal more quickly.
Yeah.
To say that the rest of the group is bored would be a gross understatement. Don't discuss unpleasant topics such as gruesome sights or sounds.
Uh-huh. Oh, Dad.
Dad, we cut the head off a squirrel today.
Or unpleasant occurrences. This is a time of pleasure, of charm and relaxation, remember?
Father, daughter had an illegal abortion today. After school, father.
Father. You should have heard it.
Oh, papa.
Papa.
Don't make unkind comparisons about your stand of living. The dinner table is no place for discontent.
Our house sucks.
The Joneses have a Cadillac, Dad. Dinner is not the time to discuss sodomy.
Don't insult your brother or sister with offensive remarks about friends.
He's a retard.
Harsh words mean tension and distress for everyone.
Especially Dad.
Dad, Junior.
Do remember,
what?
Junior forgot to wipe again. Sister has the odor.
Not at the table.
Mother? If only. If only.
Oh, God.
Mother control daughter and brother and Jimmy or whatever his
Junior.
Name is.
Junior.
Simply this. Treat the other members of your family with the same respect and cordiality you would show your most treasured friend outside the family circle.
Father, you like dinner? Mother made it. And she was really successful even after drinking a half a bottle of vodka.
Now we're ready for dessert.
Okay.
Most families don't have maids, so mother needs help with the serving from the kitchen.
Who?
Son says mother has done enough. Watch him play butler.
Oh. Wow.
How about that?
Do you begin to see now how a date with your family can be a truly special occasion?
Special.
No.
Do you know why brother and sister looked forward to the evening?
Mom and Dad threatened to put them in a box, lock them in the closet again.
When the dinner hour at home is treated with a certain amount of graciousness and ceremony,
yes,
it can be memorable. There is no family so poor but that the evening meal can be eaten in an atmosphere of warmth and gentleness.
That's right.
There is no family so busy but that it can come together in the evening for a dinner date, which will give its members something to look back upon with happiness.
I feel like I'm hearing scripture.
All their days.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Well, that's it. That's the end of today's instructional film.
Good film. Mother gets up from the table, goes upstairs, and jumps out the window.
Have a date with the family.
There is nothing so busy as to perchance for a year.
Now, mother and daughter put the finishing touches on the dinner.
Yes.
Father enjoys fingering his Nazi plates.
Oh, God, you made an American Beauty.
Okay. Brother notices the time and realizes that he must put things in order and clean himself up in time for dinner.
Then father seduces the male next door neighbor.
Yes, mother. Junior remembered to clean up.
Yes.
Stinky Junior. Junior covered in corn.
Junior. Where is Junior? He's not at the table.
I'll be right down.
Speaking in a pleasant
I'm
tone.
Up here having fun.
Dan?
I got a new jacket.
Dan?
Mother and I are waiting for you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the BEMMY Award winning Don and Mike Show.
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
Don't go out with your stupid friends. Throw your hair back and make a decent record.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Shut up.
All right, well, here we go. Time for Buzz's News and Comment now. Got a new Buzz tape here somewhere. Oh, here we go.
You, me, bar, beers, Buzz.
There you go.
You, me, bar, beers, Buzz.
Now. And now with the news and comments, here is Frederick. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
The NFL, as you know, is very protective of the words Super Bowl. That phrase is an NFL trademark. The league actively goes after companies big and small that have tried to cash in on the popularity of that championship game by using the phrase. So a lot of advertisers, a place that sells TVs, for example, have taken to using the phrase the big game instead. That protects them from NFL lawsuits. But someday soon it might not.
Oh, my God.
The NFL...
This will not pass.
The NFL is trying to trademark the phrase the big game.
When does the greed end?
The San Francisco Chronicle says the league has been working on this for over a year now, even though it's a common expression.
How much you want to bet this is a Dan Snyder production? It's a Snyder-Jones production.
Wait, it sounds
Hold on.
Like it.
No, here's your trifecta.
Yeah, you got Snyder...
Snyder-Jones Kraft.
Right. And that guy in Denver. Right?
Bolin or Bowden.
Yeah, Pat Bowden.
And who's the guy in Philly?
Oh, I know the guy.
Jeffrey Lurie.
Right.
You know, they're all rich bastards.
They are.
They're all.
God.
And
they
Bud,
more.
Bud Adams, that big load that moved the Oilers to Tennessee.
You know, why the hell can't you say Super Bowl anyway? I mean, it's amazing how much control they've exerted over
this. It is, and now they want the big game.
They're not going to win on that.
No, I don't think so either, but they're going after it nevertheless. Now, the main obstacle for the NFL so far has been the annual game between Stanford and UC Berkeley, which has, since 1902, billed itself as the big game. Those two schools have been fighting the NFL on this, and at least 15 companies are fighting the NFL's trademark application, including Walmart, Anheuser-Busch, Kellogg, Dell Computers, Clear Channel Broadcasting, and the company that owns Taco Bell and Pizza Hut.
No.
And there's a company in Texas that makes commemorative footballs for a dozen NFL teams and many colleges. The name of that company? The Big Game. The NFL continues to push for the trademark.
I want it. I want the big game. I really do. I don't think it's unreasonable.
Updating a couple of stories. The hiccup girl is cured. In case you hadn't heard, Jennifer Mee of St. Petersburg, Florida, has finally stopped the silly noises after 37 tiring days. Quoting Jennifer, never use that word again. Never say the H word.
Wow. Maybe now she can take a couple of moments to take a look at that skin.
Well, she is a teenager. The hiccups stopped when she started taking a number of prescription drugs. Jennifer says these drugs make her feel nauseous and that her nose and throat are burning. In other words, she feels better than she has in weeks.
Do you have any idea why they stopped?
I don't know how they stopped, but I do know it was I had multiple things that I did that day with acupuncture, chiropractor, hypnotism, and a hiccup.
A hiccup, C-U-P, in other words, something you drink out.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a combination of things, or do you think that it was just your time to stop?
I think it was a combination of things. I don't think, trust me, when I was in hypnotism, something told me if I stopped that, I'd have trauma to my heart. So...
That's pretty strong motivation right there.
Meanwhile, Matt Lauer's sitting there going, you know, now that you're past these hiccups, I wanted to pop this blackhead on the end of your nose for the longest time. She has got, this poor girl, besides having
hiccups. I didn't see her today. She had bad skin?
She's had it for the whole time. She's had hiccups.
Right.
Every time she's on TV, I feel so bad for her.
Right.
They do the close-up. Mm. She's got all the little red and black dots.
So she's got acne and hiccups.
What was the stuff that the guy used to do the commercial for?
Clarasil.
No.
Acne statin.
The one that was...
Oxy-5.
Oxy-5 and Oxy-10.
Get rid of zit.
Right.
Which would you rather have?
Yeah.
A few more cents or a few less zits?
And weren't those like little, almost like tux pads?
Yeah, they're little round pads.
Right.
And
right.
Stridex makes them too.
Clarasil as well.
That's what she needs. But thank... My goodness, she's not hiccuping anymore.
And you'd be pleased.
And she's positive that it's going to stop.
Oh, also today, Anna Nicole got her lavish burial, and Brittany, on a brief release from rehab, was sporting a ring on her wedding finger, according to Us Weekly.
This is going
to
be sick. This is a sad story, no matter how it shakes out. You know, the only way this would be a happy story is if Brittany comes out of rehab, you know, resurrects her career, but no, she's everybody's saying now that she's probably getting back together with K-Fed.
Wow.
And that's wrong because?
I'm sorry, I forgot you were a big fan.
They belong together. The Olsen Twin Bandits, popularized on the Internet after they knocked over a Bank of America in Georgia, have apparently been caught. 19-year-olds Heather Johnson and Ashley Nicole Miller, apparently got some help from a couple of 20-something male employees of the bank.
Oh, girls just want to have fun. Are these the girls that were on the surveillance video with the big-ass sunglasses?
Very popular on the Internet this week, the video, the surveillance video of them. Turns out it was an inside job. All four of the young people involved now face felony theft charges. Video surveillance showed the girls wearing big Nicole Richie sunglasses as they calmly robbed the joint. Speculation had them as young as 14 years old. Turns out they were 19.
You know, the Britney thing, seriously, is so easy to fix that you take her and you say, honey, we're just going to put you in a cave somewhere with Osama bin Laden for like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you got whoever the best record producer is out there right now to get the biggest, slickest piece of pop crap.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 months from now, when we forgot that you shaved her head, the thing comes out and it's like, boom, she's back.
She's back.
He just got to go underground for a while.
Won't happen. Puts on the right outfit, she'll win us back. The other hot...
She had me on Letterman. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there you go.
Hell, I'd do her with a shaved head.
She could do that again. She'd be back.
She's back with K-Fed, though, I think.
You do love Hollywood.
Why?
Well, you've updated us on a couple of show business stories.
Well, no, I mean,
there's
only
things I didn't know.
Really?
Yeah, you're on top of it today.
All right.
Buzz, don't you go to all the teenage gossip sites that Mike and I do?
Almost never.
And I have all the teen magazines.
Teen Dream?
Teen
16.
Dream.
Always. The other hot video online this week showed rats.
Tiger Beat?
You mentioned this earlier. The hot video on the Internet this week showing rats running amok in one of those Taco Bell Pizza Hut combo locations in New York. Big story for New Yorkers because that location had just passed a health department inspection. The inspector has been fired. The health department's closed. Now, three more Pizza Huts in New York after doing some re-inspecting.
Joel Hollander from our corporate office went down there and signed up all of these salespeople.
There's a lot of people available.
And we're set.
You don't like the inspection racket? Yeah, come sell time for us.
No, I'm talking about the rats.
Right, I knew that.
I'm talking about the actual rats.
Oh, okay.
That are running around on the floor.
No, I thought it was the inspectors.
Oh, we hire rats. Now, the company that owns Pizza Hut has voluntarily closed 10 more New York locations of Pizza Hut.
Jeez.
Experts recommend the company not only hire exterminators, but alter the construction of their buildings to keep the rats out on the street where they belong. A bad chicken burrito can ruin your day. In Tampa, a guy is suing Moe's Southwest Grill after he got some undercooked chicken. The infection attacked his nervous system. Now he's paralyzed.
Jesus.
Oh, look out! Look out!
He's paralyzed and... Here's what he had to say.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find the right tape. Give me a moment.
The right tape. Take your time.
I've got it. Hold on a second.
You have time.
I know. Give me a second.
The guy
here it is.
Paralyzed.
Here he is.
And then he said,
paralyzed guy.
New York. Wait a minute. There was a building in New York that was in the dark tonight. That's what I'm trying to say. Crews switched off lights to the tower for 28 minutes at the Empire State Building to make a point about blindness. Each minute represented 1 million of the 28 million blind people around the world who might be cured if they had had access to the proper eye care. A group called Orbis announced those statistics.
Super.
That's a good job of reading, don't you think?
Very nice.
Man with a stroke.
Yes.
Grady.
Grady?
Grady Vance.
Did you watch The Farewell last night?
George's Farewell?
I saw it. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought Channel 4 could have done more for him. We had King George on the show yesterday.
Right.
Thought it was also very telling that there was nothing on, like, the NBC4.com website saying goodbye, George. They ran no ads. Yeah, Johnny.
I had a listener send me an email that he called and asked if they were going to put anything up like that, and they said no chance.
Really?
Wow.
So George asked Channel 4 that, right?
No, the listener.
No, a listener.
Oh, the listener asked.
A listener
called Channel 4 and said, are you going to put anything on your website about George retiring?
And they said, not a chance.
They said, not a chance.
Interesting.
Yeah. Here's one of the George things that was on TV last night was him using the word fakakamee that we love so much.
Fakakamee?
When they did the...
fakakamee, Geronimo!
Excuse me, I had something in my throat.
Trouble.
They did the tease, and here it is.
Lightning strikes against the Capitals in another for cockamamie shootout. GW with a thriller.
Thank you, George. That was for all his fans.
Lightning strikes against the Capitals in another for cockamamie shootout.
Yeah. It was tough watching that last night because I got the feeling that the people on Channel 4 wanted to do more, but that management had said to them, listen, we're letting you do a little sign-off here for George, so just just do it and then shut the frig up.
Did you think it was weird when Bob Ryan mooned him?
But Bob does that when everybody's leaving.
I know.
He did the
I
same
know.
Thing with Wally Bruckner.
It's great.
Right.
A high-class madam names names in Washington, D.C. when we return.
Oh, all
right, Buzz, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
And lick the dot of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Sorry. Hey, Merrill, what are you doing?
What was that, Merrill?
This show is on myself. Hip, hip, hooray to me.
Is you okay, Merrill?
This show is great.
All right. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Simply Cow Teeth, the Don and Mike Show.
Once again, here is
you, me, Mar, Beers, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Those are nice shoes Buzz has on, but I'd hate to be in them.
Right. How are you anyway, Buzz?
I'm great. A very determined woman, however, who ran a high-class prostitution ring here in Washington is asking for help. Pamela Jean Martin was busted last summer for running, to quote her, a high-end adult fantasy firm which offered legal, sexual, and erotic services
yes.
across the spectrum of adult sexual
yeah,
behavior.
Baby.
Pamela is now asking for donations to her legal defense fund. If she doesn't raise enough money, she says she'll be forced to sell her phone records from the past 13 years, all 46 pounds of them. Pamela says her girls only responded to calls from 4- and 5-star hotels, and landlines are easy to trace.
Wow.
So please, especially the most powerful among you, give generously.
Sure.
The Army's denying that it told wounded soldiers at Walter Reed Army Hospital not to talk to reporters. The Army says it merely told the soldiers not to talk to reporters without permission, and not to do it on hospital grounds.
Oh, screw them.
If they want to talk to reporters without permission, quoting an Army spokesman, they can go to Starbucks. Okay. Provided, of course, they can wheel over there. By the way, who needs Starbucks when you've got the new Diet Pepsi Max? It's got 1/3 more caffeine than regular Diet Pepsi, and a little ginseng for good measure.
Hey, what do you think of that, huh? You going to be taking some of that?
How is it in relation to Mountain Dew? Isn't Mountain Dew still
No, this has actually more caffeine than Mountain Dew. It exceeds the Mountain Dew limit.
Pretty good. How much caffeine is in there, then?
1/3 more than in regular Diet Pepsi. I don't have the milligrams for you.
Johnny, you got it?
I don't, but that ginseng is evil, evil stuff.
No.
I was working an overnight shift doing DJ work, and I took some pure ginseng. I thought the top of my head was going to come off.
And it actually did, and then he replaced it. And now he's working here.
It's coursing through my veins as we speak.
You know, Mike, that sounds like a mountain dome.
What do you call the little bit of sweat between Dolly Parton's breasts?
What do you call it?
Mountain Dew. Mm-hmm.
Bada-bing!
How come her feet are so small? Nothing grows well in the shade.
Very good.
Thanks. Yeah. I'd give a year's salary to peek under that sweater. Wow.
Also, also introduced this week, an anti-nausea medicine for dogs. Give your dog a pill for car sickness or a shot for the nausea that comes with chemotherapy. And today we're hearing about...
I'm sorry.
Dog
that
cancer.
Wasn't nice. I shouldn't have laughed.
I hate dog cancer.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. Chemotherapy? Is that what...
Yeah, chemotherapy for dogs. I don't know why I laughed. A bad joke. It's a brutal layoff.
You know what Mike says? If it's got four legs, let it die.
That's me.
Especially if it meows.
Especially squirrels.
Worst thing is the hair loss.
Well, today we're hearing about an anti-obesity drug for dogs. 1 in 3 dog owners believe their dog is overweight. And
what about anti-gas? What about a gas thing?
Not
for
yet,
beluga.
That's an excellent idea.
Beluga, so who S's the bed every night.
I swear to God, Jan's bulldog, Oscar, has the worst. It is like someone rolled over Anna Nicole Smith's body and said, you got one more fart in there? You've been dead about a month laying on the beach in the Bahamas.
That bad.
Yeah.
You know, you win. I can't even possibly describe anything worse than that.
Ask your vet. I wonder if Beano would work for dogs or a smaller dose of it.
I was actually reading a book about...
Tape.
I was reading a book about bulldogs, and one of the phases, there are good things about bulldogs.
Right.
They're loyal, they're smart, blah, 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 blah. They're strong, blah, blah, blah. And it's just
awful flatulence.
Terrible.
Awful flatulence.
And what's a pug but a small version of a bulldog, right?
Right.
Same smashed-in face.
Smaller flatulence.
Same putrid, toxic ass.
Well, fat dogs have the most health problems. That's why we've come out with this pill. So keeping them leaner is good for the pets and the owner. The drug can cut a dog's weight by up to 8 pounds in a month.
I might have blown it yesterday with what I fed him.
Huh?
Well. Ham. I gave him some ham.
It's now this new anti-obesity pill for dogs available in Europe. They're working on one for cats, or we could just feed them less. No, we can't do that.
I got the we have so many treats for the dogs, but there are these great new ones now that almost look good enough for humans to eat.
I know. What?
They're like these little mini ribs that are made by milk bone, and they have the consistency of a gummy bear. Uh-huh. And I open up the bag, and it's like, God, these smell good enough to eat. And the dogs go crazy.
Really good, like barbecue sauce smell?
Yeah, and I'm positive that's what's making Oscar's farts so bad.
Anything that's close to people food is going to make them worse.
But boy, is that good. I mean, I bet it's better than the Dick Van Patten dog food.
I bet you could eat it. I bet you could probably eat it.
Maybe I'll bring it in next week and give it a try.
I'll try one if you try one.
Seriously, these things, they're made, I believe, by the Milkbone Company.
Uh-huh. Right.
Open up the bag. I almost thought that Janet had gone to a Chinese place and gotten short ribs. That's how they look.
I'm already ready to try one. I'll eat it.
Gummy?
Well,
that's because of the snouts.
They're dog treats. Yeah, so they're like they're pliable, like a plasticky, chewy thing.
Right. I might get some for myself this weekend. I don't think I can wait.
Stop on the way home. Near Joliet, Illinois, parents are in a lather about the music used at a rope-jumping fundraiser at Manuka Intermediate School. The parents object to the use of the Gangsta Grills hit, I'm in Love with a Stripper. It was part of the gym teacher's CD mix of upbeat songs for the various rope-jumping routines. School says Coach Hassler is very good at what he does.
Hassler!
And they're standing by him, for now. Quoting one parent, the song is pretty hardcore. Quoting the coach, I was just trying not to put on Lawrence Welk or Barney music. And the whole thing raised $3,000 for the Heart Association. That's the parents in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
Shouldn't you be cleaning up Junior for dinner?
it was that hip-hop, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's hip-hop. I saw something on BET the other night. Sorry, Rob. Rob doesn't like when I watch that channel.
Rob. Deal with it. He does.
I don't take that channel.
I know.
You know why?
Why?
They show reruns of Amen and 227 back-to-back.
I don't care for Amen.
And for me, that's an hour of quality TV.
Good television
that
programming.
Television is different.
There he goes.
Now you made me forget.
You lost your train of thought because he blew that note right in your ear. That one note.
What'd you say?
You were watching BET. You were talking about that. We were talking about parents.
Never mind. It's
talking about hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Oh, that's thank right. you. BET. The end of the week is losing my train of thought. How could you possibly have a special that says celebrating 30 years of hip-hop? Hip-hop hasn't really been... I know there's,
no way.
I know there's go-go music, and there's Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers, and you could go back to Rapper's Delight is maybe the first rap song, but think about it. 30 years ago, it would be 1977. And
well, it's probably the precursors to hip-hop. That's all that it could be, right?
Oh, I'm sure it is, but like I don't normally... I normally watch Wet.
Mm-hmm.
Or white entertainment television. I normally don't watch black entertainment.
Not BET, WET.
So, yeah,
I haven't seen that channel.
That was in the 500.
They don't put it in the USA Today.
The Wet channel.
It's the parents near Knoxville, Tennessee, who should be worried. Some students in Maynardville's Union High are in trouble.
But speaking of white people, 30 years of hip-hop.
Super.
What's up with that? And why do all of those rappers have those annoying things on their teeth?
It's astonishing. They look like they could be valuable.
You know, I mean, on one hand, you have people that are just having spit bubbles about hip hop. I'm watching American Idol again, and it's like, let's get it on. Oh, let's love, baby. Let's get it on. Everybody's like, yeah, now that's good.
Don, are you saying there's a culture gap?
Yes, I am, Mike.
Very clever.
And speaking of it...
Finally, the devil is in the details in Chicago, Chi-Town. You don't have to tell the man who decided to get Chi-Town tattooed on his shoulder.
I'm kidding. You are hipper than the room, Buzz.
The artist misspelled town in Chi-Town. T-O-N-W. The guy's now suing for emotional distress and public ridicule. But in Augusta, Georgia, the NBC station turns to Google whenever they need an image to use as an on-screen graphic.
Celebrating 30 years of hip-hop.
Unfortunately for WAG-TV, the person who grabbed that image didn't read the fine print. In the lower corner of a graphic about the new Krispy Kreme whole wheat donut was the caption, "So good, you'll suck D." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Let's get out of here and let's see. Let's meet in 2448. How many hours till the next show?
72 hours.
68
hours. That's right.
68. Have a great weekend.
That's a good way to end the week.
Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart.
Well, I almost had it right. Well, one math question.
We will see you on Monday. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to hip hop.
Good day to you, sir.
And, Mike, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
You hump. 72. I was so close. Gotta take the SATs again.
Bye, asses.
This is the Don and Mike Show.